You're listening to a very special episode of The Geek I.O. Show, December 19th, the best of 2013, with your hosts, CJ and Rachel Boat, along with Jared Azevedo, with a little bit of help from their producer, Jared Budlong. This is Geek I.O.
Okay, so CJ pointed out something rather disturbing to me the other day.
You don't have to deep throat the microphone ever.
It'll bite you back, man.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm sure you give him a blowjob.
He's a muke chalk hero?
What the hell?
It disappeared.
See how the love circles back around.
And we get super big geek boners.
Nice code words, but I'm confused.
This is Geek I.O.
But you geek in and geek out.
Welcome to Geek I.O., your weekly dose of tech news and geeky goodness. Episode 43, recorded Thursday, the 19th of December, 2013. I'm CJ Boat.
I'm Jared Azevedo.
I'm Rachel Boat.
I'm Bud Long, and I failed.
And I'm Dow Campbell.
Join now. I got you. Don't worry. and that melodious voice that you heard is one of the voices of the Angry Chicken and the Instance, Willie Dills Gregory.
Hello. Wow, you said
Hello,
the Angry Chicken first.
Yeah.
I don't play WoW anymore, so that's the most relevant one to my interests.
Okay.
The frustrated foul.
Don't tell anybody, but I don't play WoW anymore either.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I
have to leave in 45 minutes because I'm raiding, actually. So that's
that's right.
That's actually why. I do play really WoW a lot.
Okay.
What did I call it when Weinzer was on here? I think I called it the frustrated cock when Weinzer was on here.
Let's go with that.
Wow. You mean Raging Garrett? Yeah.
Okay.
So, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing good. Like I told you guys pre-show, I'm excited to be on vacation. So much video games is going to happen in T-minus 24 hours. I'm ready.
All right.
Giggity.
Nice.
Giggity, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at home and I'm playing video games the whole time. That's going to be my Christmas vacation. It's going to be fantastic.
Whoa. What happened to our notes?
I don't know what happened either.
What?
Somebody pushed a button and it messed up. Oh, well.
Whoops.
So is it just you're chilling out, just spending some time with the video games?
Yep, just me and my computer. I just got the Diablo beta, so definitely gonna play some of that. Still trying to learn Dota, so gonna play a lot of that. And then of course I'm trying to get Legend rank in Hearthstone. So that's gonna be tough. That's a grind. But looking forward to that. And then I'm back into PvP and WoW. So I've got four items on the agenda that are going to take up a lot of my time. But I'm looking forward to all of it. It's going to be incredibly fun.
Nice. Let's go ahead and move on into what we've been playing with so we can get this in the proper place.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Pew pew! This is Gadget Game Gizmos, where we talk about what we've been doing in the last week or so. Dills, have you been doing anything else other than grinding cards and Dota?
Yeah, so like I said, PvP and WoW has been... I got bit by the bug again, and it happens like once a year for me, basically. I'll do like one battleground, and then I'm just hooked again. So I've been doing a ton of that. I'm trying to actually get myself up. I don't even know why I'm doing it at this point because, you know, I'm going to get all the gear and then by the time I've played a little bit, it's going to be time for, you know, Warlords. But I don't know. I just haven't done Arena in a really long time and I just really want to get back into that. So outside of Hearthstone, I'm spending most of my time just in PvP. So I don't know. Something about just smashing faces in Battlegrounds just will never, ever leave my... It's in my blood. What can I say?
Nice.
I like to shoot people from afar.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Maybe you shouldn't admit that on the internet. Out of context, that sounds really terrible.
The NSA,
you just got flagged by like 5 different flags, and holy crap.
Holy cow.
Is that my theme music for shooting people from afar?
Maybe.
Yes.
It's maybe. Very Warrior. Cheerful. That's very cheerful shooting people in the face.
So. It sounded excited, so I mean, why not?
Shooting people in the face.
I was actually thinking about that. Scott posted a video of him playing Assassin's Creed, and he like the caption was like funny or something like that, and the video was him sneaking up behind somebody and stabbing them. And I was like, that's awesome. You know, I think this is hilarious too, but it's really weird if you were to explain to somebody that you posted a video of you in a game stabbing someone from behind and put the caption funny. They might not think it's that funny, but
not right. Too funny.
No, probably not.
The rest of us understand. It's fine.
Exactly. You guys get it.
Yes.
Guys
yeah.
The NSA may not think it's funny, but we do.
Well, they would have got me by now.
I think it's hilarious.
They've been in WoW this whole time, so yeah. Well, if they had a problem with me, I would have already gone down.
True that.
Yeah, because they are monitoring WoW now, so you know you got that whole thing.
Yeah.
Going for you, which is
so
nice.
Keep it quiet, guys.
Yeah. Stabbing people in the back. Dash.
Yes.
So yeah. I hear you like shooting people in the face.
The NSA is like
about that.
The NSA is like Santa Claus from Futurama. I'm so I swear the NSA is like Santa Claus from Futurama.
Xmas.
Oh, monitors funny. Everything. You are always naughty.
I want to except you, that the NSA's supercomputer has the voice of John Goodman. That makes me feel better about it.
Not really.
Not me.
Not
very
really.
Naughty.
I don't feel any better about it.
Daisy,
no.
Daisy.
Oh,
Daisy.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm just making an obscure Space Odyssey reference. Come on.
Okay. Yes. So, Dills, who do you want to go next?
Oh, do I get to choose?
Oh, you get to choose.
Yes, you do.
Mm.
Oh, well, go right ahead, CJ.
All right. Well, I am still on my trek to refuse that it's 2013 by playing a game from 2003.
Wow. You're only 10 years behind. It's fine.
2002 when it came out. It's hit its 11th anniversary this year. Final Fantasy. I'm still playing Final Fantasy XI. I'm kind of sucked back into the damn thing. Like, I was not expecting to get sucked back into that game, but I'm like full back in, and it makes me a little sad.
Oh.
Well, and they changed
it. Worked for you.
It did. It sucked me in really. It sucked me in really good. Sorry.
I'm clipping that one out later.
Vacuum cleaners do that too.
Oh, is that what you use? Okay. Maybe.
But they've changed it a lot. They've changed it because WoW happened. And they changed it from its like very Japanese RPG roots where it's very grindy and very, you know, you have to be with other people to more of a Eastern feel where you can solo all the entire game now. It's dumb for you
is
to do
what?
So, but you can. Yes. And it doesn't take it like
is there,
I level
is there anyone there? To,
yes, there is.
Play with?
No, there is. There's at least on the server I play on, the Carbuncle server, and there's still I found a link show with 40 people in it. So that's pretty damn good.
You almost called it a guild.
Still
doing it 10 years later.
And they're all helpful. They're all really fun. And yeah, exactly. And like, and they changed it to where like, unless you power grinded like Rachel did her bard in that game from 1 to 75 in 4 days.
Hey, don't.
You can now do that with any class without spending 36 hours on the game without resting.
Holy moly!
Jeez. Yes, Rachel was very addicted to the game.
And it was a bard. So what was she
yes.
singing? Just
yes.
for 36 hours?
36
yes.
hours.
Yes.
You should have been a part of Coverthon. It would have been great.
Actually, we were asked to go on to the Coverthon. Unfortunately, that was the weekend we moved.
Oh, I was joking about the bard and the never mind.
No. But I'm actually leveling a dancer right now, and it used to take you, like, if you played casually like I am, it used to take you, like, 3 days to get from level 1 to 30. I did that in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So, it's way faster. It's way better. Like, everybody, it is a brand new game. It really is. Except it still has the same graphics engine as 11 years ago, but it doesn't... That being said, it looks like Final Fantasy VIII. So, not bad graphics engine from 11 years ago.
Not bad graphics engine from 11 years ago.
Not unlike WoW's, which sometimes has some issues, and God, Anarchy Online's. I logged into Anarchy Online a few months ago. Oh, Lord. It was so bad. Now, that's enough video game talk for me. I'm going to talk about what happens when a 32-year-old man who has never touched nor eaten meat in his entire life gets turkey in an envelope.
What?
And now you know how I feel. I'm joking.
An envelope.
Yeah, turkey.
An envelope?
A whole turkey. A whole turkey came in an envelope today.
Wow. What?
What?
How does that work? So I thought we were making a joke about like a pita like flatbread sandwich.
No.
No, you mean a whole turkey in an envelope.
A whole turkey. Okay. And my boss is
like
a man.
Was on the table.
Hold on, I can't pull it up in full screen because I forgot to transfer the photo from my phone. But okay, yeah, Rachel's gonna put it up if you can't see it on my screen right now.
Holy shit!
Yeah. So yeah, that manila envelope that's there, that's where the turkey was in.
Wow.
It was so funny watching this man. It was like and they've done this characterization over and over again, so Dale, please don't hate me for doing this. But, like, the stereotypical, like, when you have a gay guy in a sitcom and he sees a naked woman for the first time, it was akin to that.
Here.
What is this?
Wow.
Oh, there we go. That's
exactly
a carcass.
He's holding up, like, you people eat this? How do you eat this? I don't understand.
What do I do with this meat? I don't know what to do with it.
And it had stuffing inside of it too. Like it had like a whole handle worth of stuffing inside. Wow. So he touched the handle because he thought he was gonna pull it out of the envelope, and the stuffing starts to come out. And he screamed like a little girl. It was the most amazing thing that has happened to me at this place.
There we go. That face is just priceless.
Hey. There we go.
Oh my gosh! What is that face?
So who decided that the envelope was the correct?
Well, one of our customers, and this is the thing. Omaha Steaks will send you a completely cooked and cured ham, that you can just peel out of the box / envelope that it comes in, and you can eat it right from there.
You just said
this is a very
peel
similar
out of
thing.
The box? Is that what you just said?
Wow, you always peel.
You know
what?
I don't want to eat anything that I peel out of a box.
I'm with Azevedo on this.
Let me just peel the box off of this.
And just go nom nom nom.
It's a perfectly cured
in a very large box.
It's like spam.
It came in a pretty large box, and inside the box is this giant envelope. And I'm at lunch when this is going on. By the way, I'm watching Doctor Who on my lunch break, and all of a sudden this giant manila envelope is literally dropped on the desk in front of me. On the table in front of me. And I'm like, I look up at him, and this is not unusual for this guy to do. He goes, "Would you like to taste my envelope meat?"
Oh.
that's
awkward.
And then he opens up the envelope and pulls out the turkey. He goes, "I was joking. It felt like a turkey. I wasn't exactly expecting it to be a turkey. Do you want to carve this?" I go, "Do you want me to be off of work for longer?" No, I'll carve it. So he's like holding it up with two fingers and like hacking at it with like a machete, man. He's like,
"That's so funny." Sorry. If you're watching this on YouTube, I've clicked Rachel's thumbnail so that it's full screen. It's great.
The pieces are just falling off of this thing. Like he's literally like holding it up and like hacking at it. It's so horrible. And so like, I actually tried a small piece, And it wasn't bad. It tasted actually like ham because of how it was smoked and then it was cured with salt so it could ship. So it kind of ended up tasting like a ham because it was cold. I only had a small piece, and I am so far so good. I don't have any signs of, like, smallpox or anything like that.
Smallpox?
Give it time.
Wow. You don't have E. coli's or the...
Are there no grocery stores by you or something? Why do people have to mail turkeys?
It was a customer of ours.
I was really hoping it came in inner office mail. So, like, the person came by with the card. And
yeah. Do you get my turkey memo? Yeah.
Well, no, you got...
Did you guys take care of
those TPS reports? You know, those turkey processing reports? Yeah.
Oh my God, you really have to go.
It's a long way to get to that joke.
Yeah, it was a long way.
That's a huge way to get to it.
Reach for it.
Just about nailed it.
The joke opportunity comes along, you got to gobble it up, right?
Look at you.
What happened?
Jokes and the things.
Boom.
Wow.
Yes. And boom goes the deal.
I just made a dad joke, yes. By the way.
I think we need to move on because this story's become a real turkey.
I don't know. Some of our listeners might want to gobble that one up.
I've had so much, I could take a nap. Oh.
So, but the funniest thing is he puts gloves on after he starts hacking into pieces because he wants to take the legs off. So he puts on gloves. Bright pink gloves, by the way. I couldn't get to my phone fast enough, by the way. He has bright pink gloves on and is carrying around the two turkey legs by again, sitcom dad holding dirty diapers. It was kind of like that. Walking around the envelope, walking around the office. Hold on, I'm gonna put my headphones down. Please. Walking around the office, shouting, "Who wants my envelope turkey legs?"
That's so awkward.
And I work in a title company. They're on the phone with lawyers and attorneys and brokers and.
Nice.
And our COO is yelling, running around screaming about his turkey, about his envelope meat.
Who wouldn't?
Wow.
So speaking of envelope meat, Ale, what have you been up to?
No, that is a horrible segue. And
you should feel bad for yourself, CJ. That was really, really.
That was horrible.
Bad. Man, you should feel bad.
That was.
But unfortunately, I can't fire the boss. So there you go.
I feel fantastic.
I'm actually filling out the show notes correctly this week because, you know, that's a thing that happened last week.
Yeah, I actually looked. I actually looked at them this time.
But I'm also watching Futurama Season 10 along with one of our other co-hosts here.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm up to, like, episode 8.
Oh, wow. You've already passed me. I think I'm on 5, maybe.
Way to go. Way to go, Jared.
He's still although, in the future, it's fine.
I try.
Yes.
I try.
Yeah. I'm in the future. I'm in the future watching Futurama. Ooh.
Very meta.
Very meta.
So are you watching the
CJ.
Present?
I'm watching President Rama, yes. That's a thing.
No, it's the past for him. He's already.
Oh, yeah, he's past Futurama, so this is actually the History Channel. That's what he's watching.
There it is.
Exactly. But it's not the best Futurama. I mean, it's okay. Wow. There are some good moments in there.
I thought it was fantastic so far.
Yeah, so far I'm liking it. The first episode was kind of weak, but after that it was pretty solid.
I'm sorry, transdimensional shift or drifting was great.
Oh, okay. No,
that episode was fantastic. Maybe that's just me.
Not really. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I do agree with you. The beginning of the season, you know, it picks up to a point and then it just, you know, stays on
the.
Oh,
and Fry and Leela and the monkeys?
Yes. Yes.
That was great.
And that whole twist there, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Don't spoil anything. All I'm going to say, that there's a twist.
And Amy and the marsupials. Or no, wait. Marmoset, sorry.
Marmoset.
I'm talking to Australian. That's where...
Marmoset, Mamasa, Mamakusa. Sorry.
Sure.
I don't know what's happening. I feel sad.
Changing gears a little bit, I've been using a sleep app called Sleepers Android to, you know, track my sleep, because that's always fun. And looking at the pretty statistics that it gives out. I don't know how it actually works, but you have to make sure it's, like, lying right next to your body. Your body. But yeah, right next to your body.
Sleep as Android. Sleep as Android on me. Sleep as Android.
But it really does pump out some pretty cool statistics. So I'm really loving that because, you know, I'm a statistics nerd. Sleepy Dale and a Swimming Pool, which is my name of my new novel, coming out soon. Not really. So
like
I got
Courtney Love cover band personally.
What?
Sounds like your Courtney Love cover band.
No. That's a bit too far. Again, CJ, crossing the barriers there.
Hold on. So was this app designed for werewolves? Because they have an automatic full or new moon tagging for your sleep night tracking.
Yes. Yes.
It's for werewolves. Okay.
It is
sleep night
werewolves.
Tracking? What?
Yes.
Those weren't words, but long.
They were words. They just don't make sense together. Leave me alone.
Sleep night tracking.
Sleep night tracking.
Yes. Not sleep day tracking, because it's at night with the moon.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Keep going.
Budlong has become self-aware. He is no longer speaking words.
No. My brain is working faster than a mouth can throw words out, so they come out jumbled.
Sure, so I have no words for that sentence.
Back on track,
the English teacher within me wants to kick you in the teeth right now, though.
You could do that on your own time. So we have a pump that keeps our swimming pool going, because, you know, in, you know, tropical Australia, where, you know, it doesn't get below 90 degrees ever.
You actually translated that to us in Fahrenheit, I hope.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No. 90 degrees Celsius. It's great. Everything.
Love.
How are you alive?
I'm actually boiling. I'm about to put myself in an envelope and send it to CJ's office.
You're,
it's great.
You're 10 degrees away. It's fine. It's fine. You're not quite boiling.
Dead,
not
quite
but not boiling.
Boiling. I don't know what the degrees are. Anyway.
By the way, really quick, did get a question from a couple of listeners. We're actually not using IRC for our chat anymore. We are using twitch.tv's chat because it's so much easier to moderate. You will have to sign into Twitch.
Right. Our pump on the swimming pool broke when I got home from work on Tuesday morning, I think, at like 1 a.m. So here's me, like, fumbling around in the dark trying to fix our swimming pool pump at 1 in the morning, and you could imagine me doing that, couldn't you? It's great.
No, Lord.
I can totally see you dressed up with your little tool belt running outside going, I'm going to fix this pump!
I'm going to fix the pool pump!
I'm going to fix the pool pump.
For the rescue!
Oh, Don, we got another koala stuck in the pool pump here. Throw it out.
Throw another strip on the barbie because we got another koala stuck in the pump, right? YouTube has decided to give me baseball ads lately here in Australia, so that's always fun. For no apparent reason.
Hey, I justified it for you.
And I responded back. Right, it's Australia's pastime. And yes, I do like hitting home runs and smashing balls, I think is what I told you, Rachel. And I'm helping my parents with their Christmas vacation. They're actually heading over to India for 6 weeks from Christmas Eve. So that's fun. And I'll be all alone. Yay.
Aww.
So that's always fun. No, it'll be good.
Come have Christmas at my house, Dale.
It'll be great. So
here,
you know,
too. You can make it all the way over here to the other side of the planet.
How far are you? You're only a few hours away. It's great.
It's like 22 in a
22 hours.
Something like that.
It's nothing. It's
nothing.
I can do that in a day. I can do that in a day.
Besides, you're in the future. You'd get here before you left.
Oh, yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, you would.
That's creepy.
It is very creepy flying from the West Coast to the East Coast, just in America, because it's like flying out from the East Coast to the West Coast is like you wind up there in the past, but flying back takes you like 6 hours.
More than that.
just because. I also want to know what why Rachel's actually filling in the show notes this week. That's who I choose to go next.
See, he checked one person's. He never checked mine.
No, I checked yours. I checked yours. You actually typed in other stuff afterwards, unlike Dale.
I did too.
Yeah, after you were done talking about them.
No, they're always in there. You shut your dirty mouth. Anyway, carry on. Go, Rachel.
Other than the fact that I was trying to confuse CJ so he would leave me alone and stop picking me first because I have, you know, so much to do. Highlighting. I painted two rooms in the house this week. Yes, two rooms. I climbed on top of my kitchen cabinets, which there's a space that's about maybe a foot from the ceiling to the cabinet. So I crawled up there. I painted all up there. I painted the kitchen, and I painted the bunker that CJ is in because I couldn't stand the barf coloring on the walls anymore. And I've got one more, well, maybe two rooms left to paint out of all of the rooms. But that was 2 days where I probably should not have moved everything in both rooms. And yeah, I threw my back out, but that's okay. Doing some Christmas decorating, what decorating I can do, since the bitch who destroyed, or is trying to destroy Christmas. I don't think any of my friends actually listen, but there is one that ended up messaging us because my sister stole my Christmas tree. And she swears up and down she doesn't have it, but she's got it. I saw it there in her soon-to-be stepson's room. And she won't give it to me, and, you know, whatever. One of my friends stepped up and is getting us a Christmas tree, which I am baffled beyond words because I started off yesterday crying, and then we ran out to get stuff for cheesecake that I actually tried making, which came out really good. The other night, and woman turns around and hands us a $5 off a coupon, and I come home to, I'm buying you a Christmas tree on my cell phone. So, I ended the night crying too.
It's a Christmas miracle!
That's kind of the way it was feeling last night. I tend not to have faith in humanity because of the way my family has acted in recent years, especially. And to see my friend from high school have more care and concern for my kids' Christmas than my own family, it's heartbreaking, but it's touching. Other than that, yay, I'm out of school!
Yippee!
I am off until January 13th. Woohoo! Ended the semester with a 4.0 GPA officially. Everything's posted. And I got sucked into Hearthstone.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I'm trying not to sit here and play it. I'm playing on my phone instead, so I'm not eating bandwidth up. So, yes.
Just wait till it comes out on the phone, then neither of us will be paying attention to anything.
You
I'll be paying attention. I can't get it out here. It's not fair. Sorry. I'll just cry in my corner. It's fine.
If there was only a paid sponsor to the network that allowed you to change regions so that you may sign up for these United States-based accounts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was such a miraculous
pro
thing.
XYZ?
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P.
Q-R-S, sorry.
I have a question for Dills before I forget.
Shoot.
A friend of mine said, which are you more excited about, Heroes of the Storm or Hearthstone?
Hearthstone, for sure. I think Heroes of the Storm is going to be fantastic, but MOBA games have never really been my strong suit.
Okay.
And, really? Yeah. That surprises me with you.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's just... I think I was a little late to the party early on. Like I played a little bit, you know, I played Warcraft 3 and all that. So, I mean, I played like where these games came from in the first place, but, I didn't play League of Legends or Dota until like the games have been out for a while. And then my initial experience was basically just being called the noob for, you know, 10 minutes straight or something. So that's
the one,
the the environment you get, and it sucks, and it keeps people out. So I think I just kind of gave up on it early on because I didn't really have anybody else I knew who was playing those games. But I've been putting in an effort to play Dota, so I am excited about Heroes of the Storm, but Hearthstone is more my style.
Okay, yeah.
I like me some card games.
Oh, especially ones like Dice. I still get to play you, Dills. I want to play you just so I can say that I've been beaten by the almighty Dills.
We can set that up. We can make it out of reality, for sure.
I want to volunteer for myself to be one of the people that you and Weinzer all school on Arena, because I suck so bad at that. I'm so horrible at Arena.
You're saying you volunteer as tribute.
Yes, I volunteer as tribute of District Geek.
This is slightly off topic, but have you guys seen all the ridiculous notices being sent home to parents for kids, the stupid things they do in class? And one of them was some kid just randomly stood up in the middle of class and said, "I volunteer as tribute," and then ran out the room.
Yes.
So teacher's good. Like, "Who wants to solve this problem?" And he said that.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I hope I have that kid in my class.
Yeah.
Because honestly, there are some days when you just want that child to be like, "I volunteer as tribute." You're like, yes, you will.
Done. Now we answer the question.
Done.
So good. Sorry.
What is
back
six
on
times
top.
Seven?
And I had something else, but I don't remember what it was.
When you are ready to do another, we teach stupid people Arena. I will be that stupid person.
Okay, sounds good. We still have the lost episode with Tom Merritt that got completely destroyed.
See, but it doesn't work that way because he's not a stupid person you're teaching Arena. He's just a noob.
But he doesn't have time to spend learning how Hearthstone works. So he's pretty good because he asked a lot of questions and stuff. So, but yeah, that episode disappeared into the ether, unfortunately. So we got to do some more soon.
I volunteer as tribute.
All right. Keep that in mind.
I'm warning you. He's,
I'm really bad, but she's beaten me once because I was purposely not playing cards.
You were purposely what?
I was purposely not playing cards.
Oh, that doesn't
because
sound
I was
like a
being
winning
nice.
Strategy. Okay.
Why? Yeah, that doesn't seem smart.
Well, it's against Rachel. She wanted to unlock. She wanted to unlock a class, so I'm like, all right, I will play this class. And I pulled I think it was Paladin, if I remember correctly, or Priest, one or the other.
I owned you two out of the three times.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I did.
He's Paladin, yeah. Cards, though. But
do we have a lawyer in the house? This is about to get
as
real.
Paladin, both times I've pulled back things. I pulled back Blessings of Might and Blessings of Kings that I didn't want to play.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, those are terrible cards anyway.
You went easy on me the first game. I will give you one of those games was, and you're like, "I'm not going to be easy on you anymore."
Then you wanted to keep playing.
Did they say that too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The only thing you beat me on legitimately was your Rogue.
I beat you on Rogue. I beat you with Shaman. I've stomped you with Shaman.
Wow. Beating your rogue and stomping your stall, and that sounds horrible.
So like Dills is now on record for liking to stab people in the face, and now CJ's a wife abuser. This is great.
He really is.
No, he said he likes to shoot people in the face.
Oh, is it shoot, not stab? Okay.
Shoot.
Okay.
He doesn't like to get his clothes.
Oh, that's right. It was long distance. That's right. It was long distance. You're right. My bad. You can't really stab somebody from a distance.
Not. Yeah, I'm not really a juggalo. I'm more of a, I like to stay away. And
okay. You like to snipe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Except in Hearthstone, the Hunter class is so terrible. If Blizzard is listening, the Hunter class is terrible. Oh wait, I have a show about this. I could probably.
Yeah,
Blizzard totally listens to the show.
That's okay. You know what you should do is just
actually
in
they
the
might
show
be
notes for your other
so...
show link back to this show and then it'll be cross promotion and
there
we'll
you
be
go.
Okay with that.
There you
circles
go.
Around and, that
and then people can
back.
Hate on you in our comments.
Okay.
Yes. I hate
That's
you.
Better, right?
Yeah. Wait, you mean we might actually get a comment?
Yeah, that was my hope, actually. Yeah.
I hated that Dill said something about something on the instant, so I'm gonna give a minus. I'm gonna give a one star on yours.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate the feedback. Yeah.
So you guys have a catch-all type of show, so you guys can talk about whatever. People are really upset when we get off topic for just a moment. But to those people, I say, screw you. I do not care. We talk about what we want to talk about. And
we are the hosts.
You have
of
the
this
option
podcast,
to listen or not.
Leslie, that's you exactly, can't do a thing about it.
Okay, here's the thing. It's like, okay, one, you complain about free content. You know, you're taking this, but it's like, okay, yes, it's a strict show. Yes, it has a point, but it's like, if you are on point 90% of the time, that's okay to me.
Mm, sure. I mean, I think we talk about WoW quite a bit. I don't know. Like, I think people just want it to be 100. If they come to the instance or they come to the Angry Chicken for like a tutorial on how to play the game, then they're really going to the wrong place for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
That we're discussing what's going on in and around the world of these games, and Hearthstone is in and around the world of Warcraft, obviously.
It's Heroes of Warcraft.
Heroes of Warcraft, yeah. And then Hearthstone is in and around Magic and in and around, you know, every other card game. So,
yeah.
The thing is, any podcaster is going to have to make a decision at some point to just do what it is they want to do and not, you know, all that other stuff just has to, like, roll off your back, basically. Do you get too concerned with making your show exactly what one guy wants who wrote an email to you, and you just make a bad show. So,
yeah,
that's not what we're gonna do.
Fair enough.
Unless you guys don't like it. If you guys
solidarity.
Don't like it, I'll change everything. If you guys don't,
like it. I don't like that.
Well, I've been writing some notes.
I don't like the fact that you guys talk about World of Warcraft so much. So if you could just stop that, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aww. More random off-topic rants by Terpster.
Everything.
That's what we want. More
discussion of Final Fantasy VII.
I was supposed to say anything but World of Warcraft, and I almost included Final Fantasy VII. Shut up.
Other songs from like. Other
we need Star Wars Galaxies and EverQuest. Mm.
Sure, sure.
Not one, so just one. EverQuest one, not two or three. EverQuest one.
Oh yeah, of course.
Just one.
Terrible. It's all about one.
The Star Wars Galaxies existed.
No, they shut down
the servers. They closed down all the servers. Yeah.
Okay.
It's gone.
Man, I played. I grounded many hours in that.
It kind of sucks when a game just goes away, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you think about these, like, you're talking about Final Fantasy XI and how it's still there. You kind of think these games are always going to be there, and then suddenly they're not there anymore.
It reminds me of the people that like to get achievements, and they'll go buy used games, and the first time one of my friends bought a used copy of, like, we'll say Madden 07, but he bought it in 2010, and the servers weren't there, and he was like, no! Because you can't complete all the achievements at that point. There's no way to, because half of them, if not more, are online play. So he was like, curses!
I got that in when I was playing Metal Gear Solid 3. Like, I finally beat Metal Gear Solid 3, and I'm like, alright, let's go sit down and play this multiplayer.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
All right, so who were we up to?
I have no idea at this point. Right? So I think.
I'm going to hand it off to Azevedo.
Yeah. Me? Oh, hey.
Oh, right, hi there.
Pay attention.
Oh, hi, hello.
I forgot we were still doing this thing. Yeah, I'm watching Futurama Season 10 as well. Like I said, but Dale, sorry, surpassed me because I guess he has more free time or something. And then, Yeah. And then I've just been writing some code, hacking some things, trying to hack Squarespace to do some magic things that wants it to do. I'm going to see if I can pull it off or not. And then
we believe in you.
Squarespace just makes some stuff hard.
Yes, they do.
I wish we had our own, but I understand. It's cool. Squarespace is still awesome. I just not for me who wants to, like, code the very, very...
No, you can. You just have to be a developer, and you have to go through that process of becoming a developer. So, whoops. That would not be us.
Yeah.
It'd be me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Feel free to apply.
Yeah, because I got time to do that, too.
You got all that spare time. It's fine.
It's cool, yeah.
It's not like your wife is pregnant or anything like that.
Right.
No.
You don't have anything else going on. It's fine.
No. And then speaking of my wife, she's just making cakes. There's so many cakes. It's insane.
I saw she did one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, you saw the Oreo cake.
And she didn't make it for me.
The Alabama cake? Is that what you're talking about? Sorry. Sorry.
Right.
That was the most recent one I saw, and the other tiered cake. Oh my gosh, that looked amazing.
Yeah, that was scary. See, there was four tiers, and it was like this yellow and silver with ribbon and Mickey Mouse on it, and it was huge. Giant cake, and she started baking it at 5 in the morning, and she finished decorating it at midnight.
Holy crap.
Quit hitting the microphone.
Hitting the microphone while doing that.
Sorry, I'm hitting my desk. My bad. It's just huge, and it took forever. And then we had to deliver it, but we had to deliver it in two pieces to Mobile, downtown, where it's really bumpy.
Oh, heck no.
And she's got, like, the top two tiers in her lap, freaking out. And then we get there, and the cake is going on this table.
Kicks the wrong way, cake flies everywhere.
Yeah. And this table that's hooked from the four corners with this, like, sheet thing attached to the ceiling and is floating in the air. About 4.5 feet off the ground.
Nope.
So we have to like lift this cake up onto this floating, wobbling, suspended table, and then she has to like climb up on a ladder and assemble, you know, and like drop the top two layers onto the bottom two layers, and then finish decorating it on a ladder.
What?
There is insane.
No flipping way.
That sounds like sounds like a strange obstacle course rather than baking a cake.
Yeah, but you have to give your wife props for the fact that she can do
that.
Doing
this while pregnant.
Yeah.
While pregnant.
I certainly hope you gave her, like, whatever she wanted when you got home with that.
Peanut butter, pickles, and ice cream. After that,
if that's what you wanted,
just,
that better be what
he did. Sounds horrible. Mix
she just
all
didn't
that
want
in. That
to
horrible.
Do anything after that. That
fair enough.
The rest of the day was just nothing. Ugh. Just gotta take a breath, cash the check,
yeah,
not
really.
Think about anything else. Maybe watch some Christmas movies or something. I don't know. Just relax. So
go watch Jingle All the Way. Totally.
Oh,
no,
don't.
Possibly
don't
never pulled up to any ever.
We went to a Christmas party on Saturday, and that was actually playing in the background, so I saw parts of it. If that means.
Well,
anything.
It is the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Yes.
So
yes.
Makes
yes.
A lot of
it
sense.
Is.
Yeah. It's not a Christmas movie.
It's so awkward.
It's not a.
Man.
Phil
Hartman. Hi, Andy, in the chat room, by the way.
Phil Hartman.
Andy in the
awkward.
Chat room.
Awkward.
Oh, Andy in the chat room.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. Hey, look, there's somebody actually in the chat room today.
No, Rachel is not naked. But thanks for putting that out there.
That may have been
on purpose.
Somebody finally noticed.
Naked, we can go for it.
That may have been on purpose.
Yeah. These people will do anything for ratings.
Animals.
So... So with that, I think Mr. Rudlong is the only one left. So yeah. What you up to, man?
I have not been doing a whole lot, although my son was sick today, so I stayed at home with him. Normally it's my off day, and I do cool creative things with the podcast. And today I got very little done because he had 104 temperature this morning at like 2 in the morning.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, so it's gone down. He went good with 101.5, so it's going down. That's good. It's not strep. They tested.
Down is a good,
yeah.
Good trend.
Yeah, down to normal would be great, but evidently not. So yeah. Tomorrow's going to be fun because we're going to split time off. I'm going to go in for half a day and then come home, and Alicia's going to go back to work, and it'll be fun. Yeah. Outside of that, watching some Christmas movies for the next How It Stacks. Tune into that Christmas special. We each picked a movie, and we're going to go back and watch it and see how they stack up. And one of them may be controversial. We'll see.
Say what?
What?
Really?
I mean, we do controversial things on these shows.
How It Stacks controversial? Never. Never.
Maybe.
What is this madness?
I'm trying to think if there's anything that's happened in the past week. I think that's. I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm probably forgetting something, but I think that's it. So, still in the closet.
And I've placed a picture of the floating.
He's still
table.
In the closet, everyone. Jared's still in the closet. You heard it here first.
Floating cake.
He's always in the closet.
Yeah. You see the floating cake.
Oh,
so there's
holy
the
crap!
Floating
holy
table.
Crap!
Yeah.
Holy crap!
4.5 feet in the air that we had to climb the ladder.
Yeah, that looks great and all, but no.
Man, it was,
no,
it was stressful.
Yeah, you would think. Hold on, okay, just thinking from like an organization standpoint, you would think you'd put the cake on the table with it on legs, and then have removable legs once you've attached the things to the ceiling.
And maybe that's what they had intended to do, but.
That's not
like,
how it
this is
out.
Apparently left over from the wedding that was there before, and they just kind of left it there for them to use. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Hey, well, is that where is that in Mobile? What is that? What building is that?
The Courtyard Manor. It's downtown on Dolphin, kind of like a block up from Liquid.
Okay. All right.
If you know where that is.
Nobody else cares.
I have no idea where that is, so we'll move on.
Come on, downtown Mobile. That's the place.
Geography. I'm like, if the cake is in some place I recognize, then it tastes much better. So
yes.
We have
on, Mobile, Alabama. We're down here on Alabama's dangly parts.
Yes. Dangly parts?
Dangly parts.
I thought they were all dangly parts in Alabama. Wow. Maybe it's been a while since.
No. See, you look at the state of Alabama, and there's the big, like, rectangle thing in there.
There
and then at the bottom, there's the little dangly parts.
Mm-hmm.
Where Mobile and Daphne are.
Wow. Dangly bits.
Daphne is in dangly parts?
Daphne and Mobile are both dangly parts. That's right.
Yeah. Because, see, there's really, the Mobile Bay between Mobile and Daphne.
I would have expected Daphne to be internal a little bit. There we go.
It is. It is a little.
It clicked into Azevedo's head. The joke missed everybody else, I guess. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do into our mid-show, who's it, what's it. But Dills is going to leave us because he thinks that rating is better than talking to us. So
it's not that I think rating is better, but it's I think that showing up for things you said you were going to show up for is important. So I'm glad I get to hang out with you guys, though, for a
thank
while.
Thank you for being on, sir.
Yeah, I
appreciate it, Dills.
Maybe
really.
I can come
and
on.
And I do
time
think
I
that...
I
do think rating is better than talking to us. So.
There's no thinking. Dills just knows. He just knows it's better, so it's fine.
So it's fine. I have no problem.
Exactly.
So definitely thank you for having me on, and you know, if anybody does want to come on and get schooled by me and Garrett, you guys are all more than welcome. We'll try to set that up. All
right. And before we head out, for those who are living under some sort of weird rock that are listening to us but don't know who you are, where can people find you out on the internet?
Well, the instance is the WoW podcast. It's theinstance.net, and it's also on iTunes and wherever else, all the other places. And then The Angry Chicken is the new show about Hearthstone that's with me, Garrett, and Jocelyn Moffitt. And it is also in all those same places. They're both Frog Pants shows. So if you go to frogpants.com, you'll find not only those shows, but tons and tons of other great stuff. And check out my Twitch channel because I do stream quite a bit now. I'm trying to stream even more. That is twitch.tv/willydillssf.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. And we're going to do some stuff, pay some bills. And on the other side of the break, we're actually going to do something that we haven't done in a long time, which is do a discussion on the second half of the show, doing our annual discussions of the best of 2013. Music that you're going to be hearing during the show, during the mid-music, is Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Carol of the Bells. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 great styles. They've got 7 great colors. Well, technically 6. And then they have wood. I don't call that a color. Maybe you do. Mic'd and non-mic'd versions. They're designed to sound great for music and talk, like podcasts. Engineered for durability, they've got a noise-reducing design, compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players and most phones. Don't forget you get 1/3 off of your order. That's right, you get 30% off. Just use the discount code GEEK. Oh, and one more thing, they've got free shipping. Find them at www.geek-io.com/tweaked.
ProXPN. ProXPN is a super secure VPN that believes you should be able to use the internet how you want to. By encrypting all traffic that goes through it, it keeps all of your data private. Your IP is completely hidden, so your location is secure and appears wherever you want it to. Keeps you safe from all of those silly cable 6 strike rules and more. Keep your traffic safe. Go to proxpn.com and use Geek20 for 20% off of their already really low prices starting at $6.25 a month.
We want to thank ProXBN for your support of the Geek.io network.
Hey, this is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
Every 2 weeks, we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks, where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
Afterwards, that last note, it was awesome.
That's probably me rocking the fist a little too hard. The internet didn't know what to do.
Trying not to drum on my desk.
So, welcome back to the show, folks. Like I said, we're going to talk about the best and worst of 2013. We actually have a special guest joining us. He's actually away from his desk right now, but we actually have Andy.
He's here, promise.
He's here. He's like, right back.
I'll be right back.
It's,
bye.
Gomez from the AIE podcast is joining us for our best of 2013 extravaganza.
Woot.
Yippee!
Hooray!
Because he likes
That's
me better than you guys.
Talk.
You may be muted.
Yeah, you're muted.
Oh, am I muted?
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I wasn't muted, I just wasn't talking.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Either way.
Same thing.
I didn't know you were there. Your frame's hey, just caught up with my crappy internet connection, and now your face is back.
That's great.
Vito, dude, get better internet, man.
I'm telling you.
Well, even I have better internet than you. No, barely.
We can probably string enough Cat 5 to make this work.
So, yes. Deals is up in San Francisco, and I'm in San Jose, and he just totally tagged me in. So we're good.
Nice.
We've got San Francisco Bay Area covered. We're cool.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. So those who didn't listen to last year, which is actually quite a few of you considering we were under a different show then, welcome. This is the last show of the year that we're doing this year for 2013. We're going to take the holidays off, except for the fact that I'm seriously thinking about doing like an 8-hour show on New Year's Eve /day.
Good luck with that.
You're not going to want me on the show. I'm not going to be cognizant enough to actually like use a computer at that point.
Nor would you want me on the show because I will be horrifically hungover.
It'll be like January 17th by then for you. So
it'll be actually February. It's fine.
Andy, March weather.
You can come on for me because you'll probably be more cohesively thought processing than I will.
And you make fun of my sentences? Come on.
Yeah, those weren't words either.
Come on.
Yes, they were. I was talking like budlong for a point.
Yeah, okay. Can we call that she budlonged? Is that the
nice. Oh, man. That's weird.
That is the
that's
greatest
thing that happened in 2013,
ever.
Apparently.
Yes, that's the best thing of 2013. Good night, folks. We'll see you next
time. Good night, everyone.
Good night. I'll be here all week. Try the fish.
It's delicious. Don't try the envelope turkey, though, because it tastes like ham.
Yeah, what?
Envelope meat?
I tuned in starting on that story. I'm like, I have no idea where they're going with this. I really just could not predict what was going to be happening in the next, you know,
Andy
20 minutes of discussion.
Almost sent a message that said, you know what? I think something came up. I can't come on. It got a little too weird. I can't make it.
Envelope meat, I'm out.
Yeah. Ooh, a package has just arrived on my desk. Oh, it's an envelope. Should I open it?
No.
That's the answer.
Probably not.
Is it shaped like a turkey-like substance or like a human head? Because, okay, here's the disturbing
roundish.
Thing.
It's quite
here's
roundish.
The disturbing thing. When you take a person's head and you put it in, say you put it into an envelope, a
no,
turkey
I've never
and a
that.
Human head
never.
Have pretty much the
I've
same shape in an envelope.
CJ? Is there something you need to tell the rest of us?
I used to do Rocky Horror cosplay. I have a reason.
I was going to say, I think you should have started that sentence with, when you shove a turkey in a bag, it looks like it could be a human head. Not when you shove a human head in a bag, it could look like a turkey.
So like Rachel, you did hear that he does Rocky Horror cosplay, right? You heard that aloud?
Yes.
Well, he realized I've been married to him almost
just making sure.
Yep.
I'm really just making sure. Okay.
I blame them for the first time I saw that movie.
Yes. I was actually, I think that might have been Budlong's first episode with us.
When you consider I've been both Magenta and Columbia.
It
might have
been third or fourth.
Yes.
Yeah, it might have been third or fourth.
It was Rachel's
idea.
It
wasn't first.
So.
Yeah, it was right away.
So
it was.
I'm just, you know, I wanted to
hold
it out there.
It was his first time watching Rocky Horror, and it was fantastic.
And that's
Budlong said, "What have I done?"
And that's when Marlissa thought I was.
What have I done?
I done.
Yeah, Marlissa thought I was a virgin, and it was funny. So
you are a virgin. That was cute.
Even though he had a 2-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine
I was going to say that doesn't mean he's not a virgin.
Yeah, exactly. Legitimately speaking, like that's what they call people who haven't seen Rocky Horror again. That's a thing. That is a thing, by the way.
Oh yes. But best of 2013. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
I'm here for the first time in weeks, and I'm having to keep you on
task.
We're
back into 2012.
I'm kind of freaking out here. Last time,
We're catching up. Come on.
Last two
we're
times, Andy's been all bidding against each other in a horrible war, so I'm kind of like trying to be competitive here. So
you don't need to be. It's cool. It's best of 2013. It's cool.
Right. Best of 2013. Hey, Anchorman's open today. Everybody go.
Don't go see that garbage. All right.
I would take him in. Happy to be. I'm
don't
so sorry.
Don't say garbage.
Go see Hobbit instead. It's fine.
Or Medea. Let's go ahead and start off with since we're on Twitch. Let's go ahead and start with best games of 2013. So, all right.
Can I ask a question before we start?
Yeah, how about games?
What if I didn't play any games from 2013?
Yeah, can we do that? Best games that we played in 2013?
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was going to say Torchlight 2, and I'm pretty sure that came out like a long time ago, because that's what I'm currently playing. So okay, I completely understand Acevedo.
I put games that I played in 2013, but that being said, like the six games that I have listed are pretty much the only six games from 2013 I played.
So, do board games count?
I did not say video games. I did not say video games. I said best games. So there you go.
Okay, so I have one when it comes to my turn.
Okay. Well, we'll go around and we'll give one, and then we'll go to the next person, and then we'll go down until we're done. I'm going to start off with a game that actually really surprised me when it came out. Though not surprised, because I've been anticipating this game for a long time. Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition.
Oh. Yes. I think someone just Steam gifted me that.
It is fan freaking tastic.
Okay.
Like it is like I loved Baldur's Gate 2 when it came out 2001. But like they did a lot to the game to make it not so glitchy, not so crappy.
So I played a Baldur's Gate on the console, which I know was a re-release and had the voice from the Princess Bride guy, the guy who played the pirate, and what is his name?
Elvis.
The actor's name. Yes, Cary Elwes was the voice of the bard. Elvis? Oh, no, that's Bard's Tale. I'm an idiot. Never mind. Can you tell?
Oh, great. This is good. I like it.
I'm sorry. It was a related. It's a Andy, sort of 3/4 perspective.
You're gonna
have
to,
it's all right.
You're going to have to clear it's your schedule right. more often. This is fun.
You're making us but feel better.
They gave that a nice, good polish, and I love it. Like, I'm still playing it, and it's fantastic.
So was Baldur's Gate the go for the eyes boo, though, correct? There's a guy that had the crazy hamster NPC that you could get him in your party? Or was that Baldur's Gate 1, and you guys are all looking at me like I have
what?
A crazy what?
I don't know what game you're describing, but I want to play it.
I want to play this game right now. Stop the show. Stop the show. We'll be back in a few hours.
No. I'm looking
it
up.
That's not Baldur's Gate 2, at least not that I've ever played. I've never played as a Gerbilmancer.
Oh no! I'm sorry. It was the original Baldur's Gate. There was a character named Minsk. If you look at the wiki, that had a pet hamster that he would scream at them in combat to go for the eyes. Throwing his hamster
at the hamster.
This is fantastic. Actually,
Not making this up.
I got a review copy of both Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 from the creator, so I might go back and play Baldur's Gate 1 suddenly.
You should. Character is M-I-N-S-C. He's like a big barbarian or something. Oh, it's Jim Cummings, who does like 7,000
Winnie the Pooh
voices.
So Winnie the Pooh plays a barbarian with a hamster? What?
Apparently.
All right, I'll be back, guys.
I could share that.
All right, who's the new host of the show?
All right.
Present one.
Do we want to finish the list? Yes, finish the list. Hearthstone is definitely up there for me, obviously. Shadowrun Returns, another game that is retro and awesome and good and nom nom nommy. That is actually a direct sequel to the Genesis game that came out back in 93, 92 or 93. And it is still very Genesis-y. Sega-y.
Okay, that's fair.
And so it's still that. It's still that old 16-bit goodness. And it still uses three buttons for everything, like the Sega Genesis controller, which is really weird translated to a keyboard. Other than that, Splinter Cell Blacklist I played and loved. And rounding off the top list is Magic the Gathering 2014, because I am a sucker for any of those games. My disappointments of the year were the Neverwinter MMO from Cryptic Studios.
Oh, yeah, that kind of just, like, came out and went away, didn't it? Like, because I don't know anyone that plays it.
They didn't do anything with the game. Like, they released it, and it had, like, it had four classes.
Yeah.
And they based it on D&D 4E, which has a very expansive class set, but you couldn't even customize these characters. You had skill trees, but, like, for the wizard, it was frost, frost, and frost. And for the warrior, it was sword and shield, two-handed, one-handed.
Oh, wow, so you could do, like, no hybrid stuff whatsoever.
Nope, not at all, and not even with the Paragon Pass. The Paragon Pass were just, like, super warrior.
Wow. Which is, like, you can play D&D that way, but isn't it really boring?
It's the purpose.
It's like, if I wanted to do that, I would just play WoW.
Exactly.
Like, you play, I'm a cleric. You play the cleric or priest until max level, and that's very much the way that you are.
Yep. It's not a fun game, and they just recently released their fifth class that you have to pay $10 for. I saw that, and I actually got a tweet from the developer, and I'm like, nope, I'm out. Sorry, I will not. I can't.
Not
do it.
Not worth my time.
I'm gonna go back to Final Fantasy XI. Sorry. I'd rather play an 11-year-old game than play your crap game that just came out this year. I have two tied for my second disappointment, one of which is NDA tied, so I can't talk about it. The other one is Angry Birds Go, because I can get him to go die in a fucking fire.
Okay, someone explain to me. I have played Angry Birds. I know there are Angry Birds like Star Wars and Rio.
This what is a kart racing game?
This is a kart racing Angry Birds. I don't want to play it,
though.
Don't play this game.
You have to explain it, because it's not the actual game play that's bad. It's the fact that you can't get anywhere without spending money, correct?
Yeah, it ramps up in difficulty really quick.
Do you want to turn left? $3.
Yeah.
Come on.
Between that and they do this the energy thing. They do the stupid-ass energy thing, so you can race like three times, and you have to either wait 3 hours or pay $2.
Oh, it recharges like one every 10 minutes or something to get one energy? Oh, yeah.
And you have a certain amount of racing. Like
okay, so
for that,
That would drive me nuts, because those games are usually this is going to get really frank here. Those are my poo games, and I don't have the time. I don't have the time for that to regain itself.
This is a shit poo game. Sorry.
And if you do have time for that, go see a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have time to regain the energy, and I'm not spending money to poo, so not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a different stage in your life.
Metamucil.
Old man Bud Long. So that is my best and worst games of 2013. Andy, why don't you go next?
So the best game that I'm actually very thoroughly enjoying, I don't know if any of you are board game nerds, but there's a game called Arkham Horror, which is a very H.P. Lovecraft. It's a cooperative game, so you all kind of have to work together to defeat the great evil from coming out. They released it's basically the same sort of game, completely different map, completely different mechanics, but it's kind of the same theme that you're trying to stop, you know, a great evil from coming onto Earth. It's called Eldritch Horror, and it just came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it's been really fun. It's the setup takes about 20 minutes because there are tons of fiddly bits because it's a Fantasy Flight game. It takes like 3 to 4 hours to play, and it's a really like enjoyable, you know, sit around, have a drink, play this game sort of thing.
It's still less than
fiddly bits.
Fiddly bits.
Elaborate.
There's probably 400 pieces. Like you open the box, and it's like there's heart counters and there's mana counters, and it's actually health and sanity in this game. And then there's all sorts of different decks of cards and all this other stuff. So it's literally like a tackle box, and this game would be a great combination, because then you would have everything like sorted and ready to go, so you didn't have to separate. But no, it's been fun. We're now 0-4 on winning the game, because it's the game against you, and it's brutally hard. It gets like, it's really just like, oh, and your character goes to this area and now he's insane, so your dice rolls don't work as well, and it just like so cascades from there. But
this is the 2013 version of Oregon Trail, right?
Except it's community. It's like a group Oregon Trail. Yes, that it,
your
yes,
character, so your character you actually dies have
dysentery.
Okay, so they're not NPCs.
You have cholera.
Nice.
Well, what's really sad is there are rules for playing this game, one player. So if you're bored, and it goes from 1 to 8. So it's if you're extremely bored and have a lot of time and have 3 hours to kill, this is, you know, this would be a fantastic game if you like this sort of mythos. I'm a huge nerd for it, so I appreciate that sort of mythos.
So we're talking board games. I want to bring this up because I just heard about it the other day.
Cool.
I want to say it was on the morning stream, but I could be making that up. There is supposedly a Hangout integration for board games. Have you guys heard about this? Did you hear about this?
I have heard that Cards Against Humanity one used quite a bit.
Yeah, so evidently you can actually, you can make your own either, or either. Also, I do English, again. So I've heard people playing like D&D, and you make your own map and can play up to 10 people.
That actually, that is a thing. Like that's D&D, that's, I know, because that's Roll20. That's the system that's used for Roll20. And that's what my D&D group is going to be switching over to here.
Because that actually, I mean, I don't play D&D, but that sounds like that could be a ton of fun because I don't have people, especially with a kid. I mean, I could easily get people together on. Well, I say easily, more easily than in person. I could get people together to play through a Hangout as long as you know you have a board you can lay out and do and everything else. So, like Settlers of Catan, however you want to pronounce it.
No, you don't. You don't want to do that. No.
Settlers have sucked your soul.
Or
you guys want to hang out for 13 hours?
Like Xbox Live.
Or Monopoly. I mean, we could pick any other board game.
Do you want to hang out for 13 hours?
I didn't say Risk. Come on, guys. Come on.
Monopoly can take like 16 to 18 hours if you have a bunch of jerks who will never do anything for anyone else. Like, that can happen.
Who
I've been in that game.
None of my friends do that.
Jerks.
No. CJ and I had a game of Monopoly when we first got married that was literally 3 days, and I finally said, I'm fucking done, because he's like, I want to buy that. You want it. I'm like...
Oh jeez! I remember playing Risk.
Screw it, fine.
I remember Risk and doubling up two worlds and playing Risk for like 18 hours straight, and that was dumb. That was never again.
Isn't that basically the same thing as playing like I'm gonna play a game of Civ 5. I'm gonna sit down and not leave the computer till it's done. It's gonna take you like 7 days to actually finish that. So
it was dumb.
Not my thing.
Yeah, not doing
Holy
it again.
Holy jeez.
Anyway, sorry to
but
completely
a disappointment.
Off-rails.
No, that was cool. No. My disappointment for the year, man. I guess I really haven't. I haven't played enough games to be like thoroughly disappointed by something. But there hasn't really been anything lately that I've been like, oh, I wish that was better. But so I guess I'll pass on my disappointment just because of kind of lack of – I thoroughly enjoyed Ni No Kuni, but I think that was, again, that was last year. I believe that was last fall that came out.
Was that? I thought that came out this year.
This last year.
Did it? Oh, well, okay. That will also be like one of the greatest games I've ever played, with the exception of my one complaint on that game. Loved it, but there is too much – oh, you've beat the game. Now you can play it again and discover all these wonderful things that we hid from you the first time because you hadn't beat the game.
Nice.
That's always my friend.
No. I play a ton of JRPGs. That's like my favorite genre of game. I never go into New Game Plus. Life is too short. I'm ready to experience a different game.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, I've played tons of JRPGs, but this one, just the amount of stuff they would dangle in front of you, and it's like, oh, no, you need
Juicy
to beat the
carrots.
Game and then play another 35 hours. It's like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
So this game has too many dangling fiddly bits. Is that what we're saying?
Whoa. It always comes back to the
fiddly bits.
Bud Longsword.
Always back to the fiddly bits.
Of the fiddly bits.
Always the fiddly bits.
I shouldn't be in front of a microphone this late.
Late? It's 8:30,
dude.
Not
that late.
I know. I just, after 8,
in
9
California.
O'clock, no, it's like 8, 9 o'clock, it gets...
I shouldn't be in front of a microphone this late at 2:27 p.m.
You shut up, future man.
Oh, man.
Damn, that happened.
I know it's tomorrow there. I don't need your...
So I just want to say I can't believe that you guys had access to Future Man, and I did not see any of you on the news as winning the Powerball. Come on now. It was up to like $750 million. No, 750 million. You had access to Future Man. He's right there. How could you not have used him to get
the power? He will not use his powers for...
Well,
for I will not use my powers for good.
That's not even, the thing. You see that
you really could have hooked me and CJ up because, you know, everybody would have gotten hooked up then.
I'm just saying the NSA, they catch all phone calls and internet traffic, and there's no other way to talk to Dale
phone calls anymore.
You can send me something via the post. It'll take a month and a half to get here, though.
You act like they don't see that stuff. They have.
Oh, that's right. Dale actually mailed us the winning numbers, but they won't get here for another.
Screw you.
So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail. The next person, continue, please.
Vito, go.
I played Super Mario RPG, Final Fantasy VII.
That's a good game.
And Arkham Asylum. Is the game.
Whoa! That's like three pretty heavy hitters.
They're great games. They're so fun. And I've played, you know, the first two before, but Arkham Asylum I had never played, but I picked it up in the Humble WB bundle a month or two back. And been playing
so
that.
In a couple of weeks, he'll be playing Arkham City, which is, you know, last year at least.
Yes. the Jareds are in the same boat. That's dumb.
Hey.
That was a little too meta for me. I might have to leave. I don't know.
Wait. Whoa. There's two boats here. Which one are you in?
Exactly.
Hello. I meant the boat conversation, not literally.
Uh-huh.
Although, I don't want to be in the boss's boat. Ah, see?
Uh-oh.
I'm still confused trying to figure that out, but continue.
I have turkey meat. I have envelope meat, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Envelopes full of meat.
That's disgusting.
So nothing too exciting, but I do like being Batman. Arkham Asylum's pretty fun. I had to crank the graphics way down, because otherwise it's like super slow motion on my computer. Even though I have like plenty of processor and RAM, I guess my video card is...
It was so fun.
Like, I was walking through the, you know, intro part, you know, when we're guiding Joker in or whatever, and he's like, doo-doo. I was like, is it supposed to be walking this slow? It just feels really slow.
There is a lot of slow-mo in that game. They fixed a bunch of that in Arkham City, but there's a lot of weird slowdowns in that game. Even on my laptop, which is a gaming laptop, and it can run everything on ultra graphics, like, it still has these weird things where it'll just slow down randomly. So I think that might be part of the game.
Maybe. But once I cranked down the resolution and other stuff, it was fine. It just doesn't look as pretty. But that's fine. I don't have a video card. It's just my
Final Fantasy VII style.
Right. So Final Fantasy VII, man, it runs great on my computer. I have no problems.
Did you see
they launched Final Fantasy VIII on Steam?
I don't care.
I don't care.
Final Fantasy VII uses like 6 polygons per screen, so it's fine.
Final Fantasy VIII is on Steam now. It's fine. Final Fantasy VIII's a good game.
Yeah. I'll play that once I beat Final Fantasy VII in a couple of years.
So best of 2015.
Oh man.
Achievement unlocked.
Better than me. I'll
about
never
you, Dale?
Final
Are you
Fantasy
playing any
7.
Video games?
No, not a lot. Best game of the year. I am a huge fan of Donkey Kong.
Wow. I thought Donkey was going old school.
Yeah. The Donkey Kong 3-hour rap dealio. That was fun.
That was a good time.
It was great.
It wasn't fun for me.
It was fun for me too.
It wasn't fun for me sitting here going, how the fuck do I get off this intro?
How I press start! How I press start!
How I press start!
This is the Donkey Kong rap.
And then here's me going, ah! So, that's fun.
I picture the whole ape from 2001, like, beating on the obelisk. Like, Dale's trying to figure out how to press start. He's got a bone.
How do I make the rap stop?
Make the rap stop.
Start the game.
But no, I deleted the Donkey Kong rap that I downloaded when Dale was fighting with him for 3 hours during our charity event. Wow. I deleted it. I don't delete things. Why did I delete that?
I did it for the children. What can I say?
Wow. And those children are crying.
Yep. Yeah, very welcome.
But oh, well, no, Auld Lang Syne coming around.
Yeah.
It's not New Year's yet. We can't play this song.
Is it damped up in volume again?
No, it's not too bad.
No, just it's Andy good. Being... It's just Andy being...
Well,
Andy. Andy being superhearing.
It came out of the middle of nowhere in the middle of conversation. It wasn't like it was there from the get-go, so it kind of caught
me. I did it for the children, and then this music faded.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I thought Dave was making an impassioned speech to the podcast audience. I don't know.
I will do this often. Oh, it's wow. Great. But no, the new Donkey Kong Returns wins my Best Game of 2013 award, simply because I don't play many other games. But I've played a bit. If we want to include board games in this mess, I have a very close second is the Nintendo Monopoly. Speaking of Monopoly for 18 hours. Hey.
Huh. I did not actually know that was one. There are so many varieties.
I actually have it in my closet. Funny that. I wasn't making a joke. But no, it's not in reach, unfortunately. It's all the way over there.
So you're a closet Monopoly player? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Thank you. I'll be here all night. Thank you.
Disappointment goes to Dawn of Dragons. Now, what is Dawn of Dragons, you might ask?
What is Dawn of Dragons, I might ask?
Well, I'm so glad you asked what Dawn of Dragons was. It was this crappy Facebook pay for everything.
Say no more.
You can really just stop there.
Shit.
You yep. said it's a crappy Facebook.
Crappy and yep, Facebook, okay. Done.
Crappy Facebook. Oh, okay, gotcha.
You don't even have to
gotcha.
Say crappy, yep. You can just say Facebook. Yeah.
Actually, I played one good Facebook game ever. It was Dragon Age Legends, I believe it was. That was a good game.
I've never logged into Facebook.
To progress past level 3,
and proud to say,
invite 20
wait,
of your friends
hold on.
To play, too.
Hold the show. Hold on. You've never logged into Facebook?
I don't have a Facebook account, no.
Wow!
The only people that have ever invited me to Facebook are a cousin I don't talk to, my mom, and people hated me in high school.
Yeah. No, that's just
why
crazy.
On earth would I want to join Facebook?
No, that's just
there's
crazy.
A hole in the roof.
There's a hole in the roof.
Sorry, I just looked up. I saw a hole in my roof.
It's not a hole. It's a spot that's missing paint.
But yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm not.
I can see why now.
It's just I'm.
No,
it's
you
not
should be proud. I wish I didn't have to have one anymore.
Oh, okay, so
Josiah's birthday
thing.
Cake is on display. Look at that.
Yeah, floating birthday cakes are on Facebook. We need to ignore these
That's
things.
My son's second birthday cake.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Look, shiny things, everyone.
Do you have a picture of the back? Because that's my funniest story ever from your wife making cakes. Do you have a picture of the back? No.
I like that.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so... On the back.
It's just Toodles, ladies and gentlemen.
No, no, if you're not familiar with the show, there's actually a character named Toodles.
Toodles!
And we asked her to put Toodles on the back, and she just wrote Toodles, and it made me laugh.
Nice.
I don't know if we ever told her.
Toodles is the one that has...
No, you never told that story.
That's great. That's I don't even know if we ever told Katie. That just it made me laugh. Like, we pulled it out, and we were like,
Katie,
oh, that's
can you
too
write
good.
This weird thing on Josiah's birthday cake? Thanks. That'd be great.
So good.
Anyway, yeah, that's me. I'm done. Who's next? Let's go, Rachel. I'm picking on Rachel. Sorry, Rachel.
Considering the only games that I've really played are the same ones that CJ has, and not even all of the ones CJ has.
Oh, so you have a smaller subset.
See how that works? Yeah.
Do you still pick the same best and worst?
Well, see, for me, because I really honestly haven't been able to play anything, Hearthstone is the only, quote, new game that I've been able to play. Yeah.
It's shiny and sparkly.
Hearthstone is shiny.
It really is. There's so many explosions.
Yeah,
and
yeah, there is lots of sparkling shiny. There is lots of stuff.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Hearthstone.
Hearthstone disappointment.
Worst. I really have no worst game because if it sucks that hard. Oh no, that stupid fucking piggy game.
Angry Birds. Game?
Stupid fucking piggy game.
The
bad piggies?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Friggin' hate that piggies. Thing.
Was that this year? I thought that was last year.
No, but dude, you picked Final Fantasy VII.
I was just saying. PS1, if that came out this year, I actually did play a game from this year. If that was this year, but I thought that came out last year. Anyway.
I thought there you were razzing
nice,
her.
Nice
like.
Recovery there, Azevedo. Nice recovery.
I was being genuine. That's actually what I was getting at. Never mind.
That's good.
I'm just not going right. to talk.
Aww.
No, but long.
I'm actually going to go with best would be Asylum. Batman Arkham Ooh. Asylum also. Because it's the only game I can think of that I played regularly this year.
No console stuff?
I do know.
I have. You know what's really sad?
I haven't played an Xbox game in so long. It's not even funny.
Wasn't there a GTA that came out or something?
Yeah,
there
was a GTA
that came
out.
I don't have it.
GTA 5 came out. Yes, it did.
Yeah, but I don't have it. I haven't played.
I thought
it.
You had that.
None of us are GTA.
I thought you
players,
talked about playing.
So.
No, I would love to, but I don't. I don't have it.
Go ahead, Andy.
I don't think there is a like best of the year from like the game category between all of us. But I can say that you and Rachel actually played games from this year. Award goes to Rachel and CJ. Like I know the best of us.
Code.
I was going to say, I played a game from this year, but it's going to be my bad one, and I can't even talk about it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to call it NDA. We're going to go by that.
Halo 5 is what we were calling it.
Oh, yeah. We were referencing it as Halo 5. So,
you're
Halo
probably
5,
still
going to
get sued.
Worst game I played. I will preface it. It was a beta, so we'll go with that. But they have they have recently announced a. Oh wait, they recently announced a.
No,
beta.
Nope,
no.
Yeah, all right, no. It's probably overstepping still.
Okay.
All right. So going on to stuff that we may have actually watched or done this year, stuff we've watched from 2013. I'm not going to try and step over most of Rachel's stuff so she could actually talk about them. So I'm going to say the Doctor Who 50th episode, obviously, because that is amazing.
I'm still watching the, 1969 Doctor Who. So we're bouncing back and forth between the new seasons and old seasons, and it's really interesting in that it's the same show.
Yeah.
They somehow have been making the same show for 50 years.
Because Russell T. Davies and Stephen Moffat both are, huge, old-school Who fans. So they wanted to make old Who... Which is incredibly hard to say, by the way. I'm going to say also Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel, which I totally watched for the kids, even though I don't think they've actually watched it once.
I see how that works.
That actually is one of the best things I have watched ever. They did a really, really freaking with that.
Hmm.
And yeah, of course, it's niche-y. If you don't like Phineas and Ferb, you're not going to like it. It is as simple as that. Also, I'm going to put Sleepy Hollow in my list, the show.
So I've heard that's really good. I'm tempted to set my TiVo to start grabbing it because
it's good. I will second that it's good.
Go to Hulu and catch up for us.
What channel does that come on?
Fox.
Okay. I think Fox is coming in on our antenna right now. Fox is the worst channel to pick up here in our area.
It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu free.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. That's where I watch it on Hulu.
Nice.
It's on Hulu. Though I don't know if the earlier episodes are.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know how far it goes back.
They'll play it in reruns.
Yeah, exactly. Les Mis at Aub, which led to the famous CJ singing in the bathroom story that we had earlier this year.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I will take full credit for this story.
I'm going to kind of cheat and say Hawkeye, the comic book, because it is stuff that I watched technically. It just was not motion. And, like, just coming from a person who has been reading comics for 2 decades now, that is one of my favorite comics ever.
Okay.
And, like, if you have any interest at all in comics, go read Hawkeye. Like, it is so good, and it's not really superhero-y. I think I've seen, like, Hawkeye release one arrow in this comic.
Wow. Okay, so it's purely character-driven, none of the, like, I'm gonna explode a building sort of things.
No, okay. There is none of that. Like I said, I think I've seen him shoot one, and that might have been at an apple.
Okay.
So it is driven by the three Hawkeyes. Hawkeye Clint Barton, Hawkeye Kate Bishop, and Dark Hawkeye Bart Barton. Which, really, Marvel, Bart Barton, bite my shiny metal ass.
It's Bart Barton Jr. So, you know.
Now you're just getting lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Alabama Dangly Bits, look.
And actually, I'm gonna lump two disappointments into one. One is going to be a movie, one is going to be a show. My movie is Spring Breakers.
That movie doesn't sound good.
It was filmed here locally, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's filmed in St. Petersburg, Florida, and also I am big into art films. And this was supposed to be touted up as one of the best, like, art indie films. And it was basically a dude who wanted his film school project to be Disney girls getting naked. And it was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty.
But you're picking it.
No, disappointment. Get out there. Get out more. Okay. That's
all right, so
this is coming from me.
What was the movie called? I'm putting it on my terrible
Spring Breakers
list.
It's on Netflix. I think I've seen it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Not the movie. I've seen it in the categories.
Oh, it's so bad.
You've seen it there. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Also, my show. I'm gonna get some flack from this from you guys. Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Haven't even seen an episode, so you won't
get
any.
And I was intrigued by the pilot, but I haven't actually had time. I might actually catch up now. I have all the episodes recorded. I just haven't watched them yet.
Binging may be a good way of doing it, because I actually kind of liked it after I binged for a couple of episodes.
I would say, like, skip the episode 2 and 3, and maybe hop in around 5 and 6. And
wow. That's a stunning
basically, any episode that centers around Sky just...
Thing. Oh God! Just skip that because she is horrible and needs to go away. Her plot, her character development needs to be to die. She needs to go away.
Okay, fair enough.
Like,
she's
such a bad actress, such a bad character. Just no.
I like the actor for Agent Coulson, and yeah, it's like, oh, this is intriguing.
He's
and we
the
can
reason,
see what's
he's
happening.
The reason I keep watching that show.
That's what I've heard from many people. Yes.
The Brits are good. Like Fitzsimmons, the two British people, are really good.
As they go in the later episodes and start focusing on different characters other than Sky, it gets better. But
okay,
if you find yourself in episodes like 2 through 4 or 5 feeling like I don't know if this is for me, just keep trying.
I'm gonna put it into my disappointment because I don't know if I'm even gonna watch past. I'm gonna watch the season finale, maybe the season premiere of season 2, but I don't know. Like, I'm like season 3 Walking Dead on season 1 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and that's not good.
And let me point out, yeah. I just want to say for the people that are watching the video portion of this, all of us are up like way past 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and Dale, it's like 2 in the afternoon. He's the only one that has yawned on the podcast. I just want to point that out.
Andy,
the light.
I just cover mine up really well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All so right. You're doing the whole.
I have a pop shield. Yeah. And I'm just like.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just duck behind the pop filters.
It amused me because he very visually obviously yawned, and I was like, isn't it like 1 in the afternoon for him right now?
Actually, I think it's like 2:47.
It's almost 3, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm smart. Yeah, I have Reykjavik time, but I don't know.
It's very specific.
Australian time.
See, Australia's right, actually already gone past 2013, so this is actually just a repeat for him, so he's getting bored. Is what
I've heard this somewhere. Yeah, I've heard this somewhere before.
He's so, from deja vu.
Andy, what about you?
So I have been reading the comic strip Table Titans, which is by Scott Kurtz, who does PvP. It is fantastic Dungeons & Dragons. He's working with Wizards of the Coast people, having him check his work, all of that sort of stuff. Really fantastic characters, really, really fun to read. You can literally start and you will just burn through it. It's really well-paced. It's really well-told. And it's a, you know, three-panel-at-a-time sort of strip. But it's a very, very good webcomic. Updates Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe.
Yeah, it's currently on hiatus right now. He finished the first book.
Yes.
And that was.
But I think it's once a week. He's updating with, like, concept art and such. So it's still interesting to look at, even during the down period. For movies, I'm not going to call it best of the year, but it's so hard to remember to the beginning of the year. But I just watched a movie on Netflix. Is Netflix streaming available? It is in French, subtitled, so if that's not your thing, I completely understand. It's called Intouchables. It is about some ridiculously wealthy quadriplegic that hires an ex-con to basically be his orderly. And it's this just weird French bizarre, like, everyone that I invited over thoroughly enjoyed it, and we didn't really know what to expect from it. So
not for Azevedo.
Not for Azevedo.
What?
It's a French movie.
Oh,
you hate them so much, you were just ignoring the conversation. Andy said French, and you were like, whatever. I'm doing something
else. Tuning out.
Azevedo, you're one, then.
That's Intouchables. Right. Is it not Untouchables, which is, you know, the gangster shoot 'em up sort of thing. Cartoons on the Disney Channel, Gravity Falls, is... Okay. Super fantastic. It is really well written, really well paced. I believe there are 20 episodes, makes up the first season. I think they got renewed, and we're going to see a second season coming out probably late spring, I think is when they had said. But it's really well done. It's basically two kids go and visit their great uncle in, like, small, tiny town Oregon, and he's basically a shyster and... like, bilks people out of their money doing the super lame attractions, like, we'll make fake models of a jackalope, that sort of thing. Like, he owns the Mystery Shack. But I was surprised. I mean, it is clearly written for kids, but it is really well told, really well done, and it's on the, you know, Disney Channel. Completely family-friendly. Your kids can watch it. Should not be a problem at all. But thoroughly enjoyed that. Gravity Falls.
Huh.
And bad movie... Not sure if this came out this year, but Oblivion, the Tom Cruise thing.
Oh, that
is that
thing.
This year or was that late last year?
I think it was last year.
So it's it was $5 to rent it on Amazon, and I really wish I would not have spent $5.
Yeah, 2013, April 19th. There you go.
Okay, so it did come out this year. Like, it's just. I did not appreciate at some point the woman becomes this simpering, useless, weak. Like, really, do we still need to do that in movies? People just can't be people. They have he's
no,
the strong male and she's
to be the weaker gender just because, you know.
But this movie simply loved to parade that out and run it around, and it was visually very pretty in that any movie made on a green screen nowadays is going to be.
They actually filmed the skies and then displayed them on set for them to film. So they actually filmed with that there behind Tom Cruise and everybody else. So that's how they got the perfect reflections and everything to work. They actually filmed the sky scenes in 4K from, like, helicopters and then rebroadcast them on a white background for him to walk in front of, and that's why it looked as good as it did.
I mean, the movie looks technically beautiful, but it might be better if you turn off the dialogue or it's like watching Tron Legacy for me. Tron Legacy, I'm a huge Tron nerd, absolutely love Tron. And Tron Legacy, all I want to do is turn on the movie, turn on the soundtrack, and just let it play. I don't need to hear a word coming out of their mouths because nothing good is going to come of that. I don't really like the CG Flynn, like, not a huge fan. But, yeah, so that's it. Like, there are movies that Oblivion, gorgeous, but maybe have some ambient music going on or some trance or something, and like enjoy the movie in a completely different way because the plot really just is not worth it. It's the payoff is weak, and not my favorite movie of 2013. And let's go to Rachel.
Rachel. Favorite movie is going to have no choice but to be Frozen.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I couldn't have guessed.
I'm shocked.
I totally need to see that.
We won't tell CJ why there's $18 missing from the bank account today.
Whoa.
Again?
We've seen it in the theater 3 times. Apparently they've seen it a 4th.
Yeah. You've seen it 3 times. I've seen it 4.
I saw The Lion King 6 times at Disney World. Really like The Lion King.
I love The Lion King to pieces, but
I was there when the movie came out. We happened to be in Florida that weekend, and I've never seen more pomp and circumstance for like, oh, here's the new parade, and it shows 17 times a day outside in the theater, and yeah, that was.
Was a Festival of the Lion King.
Yes, very much so.
Fun.
But yes, Frozen. Sorry, Rachel, I interrupted you.
No, you're okay. Worst movie. What movie have I said, why did I waste my life on, CJ?
Rubber?
Rubber.
Oh, come on, the psychic tire? Come on, that's a quality product.
I've never actually even sat through all of Rubber.
That's right, you didn't even watch it.
That movie. Rubber looks amazing compared to some of the shit I have seen this
Ginger
year.
Dead Man.
Ginger Dead Man.
Okay, so we're counting movies that we watched, not just okay. Right,
cool. Actually, that's a good question. Am I counting the movies I've watched for?
Dale's worst is gonna be a tough call.
Worst movie.
You make an entire show out of watching.
You watched Catwoman this year. So
I'm sorry.
Worst movie is the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
And for. Serious? I don't know.
No word of
what? That was really subtle.
I'm sorry, CJ. Could you clear your throat again?
Oh, Orange is the New Black.
I'd have to tie that with one of CJ's because honestly. Orange is the New Black.
Really?
I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. You enjoyed it. I thought it was the other way.
I was just say, Rachel, you were like, play the next episode, play the next episode.
And I'm patiently waiting for the next season to come out.
I'm not patiently waiting.
But it has to be tied with Sleepy Hollow. Because that man could read me the fucking phone book. He could read me the phone book multiple times.
I'm going to set a season pass for that right now, right on the show.
Just for that. Swing that way, but even I got to say that, dude.
He has...
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I need to see it.
They somehow poured like all sex into that man and just like I don't understand how that's humanly possible, but they did.
He is a walking bubble of just
is
things
that Tom
I would do
Meissen?
To him.
Yes, is that yes, who that? Yes, okay, yes. Get
pour
a season
all
pass.
Of your sex into yes. that man.
Yum.
Oh, you think I'm kidding? I am actually making a season.
I'm doing
pass
that right now too.
Start recording.
I'm doing that right now too.
Wow.
Like, I don't particularly like the lieutenant, but she adds a certain aspect that's needed in it. But him? Him, yes.
Ichabod Crane. Yes.
They really need to work on fleshing out her character.
That's just it. She needs more development.
She doesn't know what her character is. Like, it's different every episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, one episode, she's very ballsy, very brazen, very, I've got this. And the next one, she's like, oh, no! It's like, figure your shit out. But Crane? Yeah, I think we figured out where I am with Crane.
Fine piece of work.
He's one quite
what a
yummy
piece of work is man.
And worst, I don't know if it's worst, I either fall asleep on the couch or walk out of the room and go do something else.
Oh, that's a tough call. Because that one could mean it's really relaxing and it doesn't engage your brain at all and you can go to sleep, and the other makes you angry and you have to leave the room, so it's a toss-up.
Or do I leave the room because I don't want to fall asleep because it's boring me to that far?
That could be.
I mean, I sat down with both kids today watching random Disney movies. I watched Mulan after we got home from the movies, and I literally looked at Mulan and went, good night. Couldn't have cared less. Oh, you want to watch Mulan. Cars? Here. Tomater. There you go. His tall tales. Good night.
That is the nice thing about those movies. It's like, I've seen these. I know there is almost nothing offensive that my kids will even understand for another 12 years. I can play this full of... Because, I mean, there are, you know, more adult things in there, but they're not going to be something that is going to be noticed because it's all slapsticky.
But at the same token, our daughter will sit here and watch Doctor Who.
Wow. Mm.
She comes out and goes, Daddy, Doctor,
oh my God.
Daddy, Doctor!
Oh my God, and she'll sit there in her room, and she'll roll herself around in one of her toy baskets, and go, help me, doctor, and then she'll get out,
that's fantastic.
She'll get out of the basket and, like, grab, like, something that looks remotely like a sonic screwdriver, point at the thing, go, pew, 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 and then she'll run, get back in the basket, and again, I breathe, thank you, doctor, and then she'll run into her bed, and she'll go, woo, 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 woo. She won't do it on camera, though. She gets camera shy, so, like, even when I'll, like, try and be subtle with it, she'll see me and stop. So she's been indoctrinated.
She has indeed.
I'll be here all week. Try the fish.
Fish. We asked for more fish, though.
We asked for more fish, and they wouldn't give us any more fish.
Couldn't bring us any fish.
We asked for more fish, but they wouldn't give us any more fish.
No, we're not all freaking...
What is this accent? That was like a 1920s thing.
We asked for more fish, but they wouldn't give us any more fish. They wouldn't give us any more fish. 23's Skidoo. Back in 1906, we asked for more fish, and they didn't give us any more fish.
I could do that accent all day long if you like.
So, who are you passing it to, Rachel?
Who's left besides me? And is it the Jareds again?
Yeah, it's the Jareds again.
We always get picked last.
Hey, you sure changed your tone. Come on now.
To make it more even, since I picked Vito last time, I'm sorry, Vito, I'm going to have to go with Budlong.
That's fine.
Thanks for thinking of me. I'm going to give best movie I've watched this year is probably Catching Fire with one stipulation, because the ending I just was not a huge fan of, because it wasn't an ending. It was a, hey, we'll see you in a year and a half. Bring your money.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
So I guess
see
you didn't read the book.
Time, everyone.
No, I know. I haven't read the books and I refuse
to
read them.
The book is pretty much the same way.
The book just drops.
Yeah,
listen.
Say.
Okay. I told my wife the same thing though. Like, that doesn't make it better. Like, that doesn't make it okay. It's still just, that still sucks.
I still remember
that you would have been expecting it, I guess, if you had read
but
it.
But last year, late December, I totally, one of my friends and a bunch of us went to see The Hobbit, and about 45 minutes before the end of the movie, he leans over and he's like, they're not going to resolve this, are they? And I was like, no, dude, this is three movies. He had no idea it was going to be three movies. So he was super pissed off.
Oh,
and he was like,
what?
But he just, he kind of figured, it's like, wow, this is paced kind of slow to actually make it to the end of the movie.
So was this going to be like a 7-hour showing?
or...
Yeah, I just found that, like, highly amusing.
Oh, that sucks.
Same sort of situation. You're like, what, the movie just ended.
Yeah. And then my wife did the same thing you guys did. She was like, I mean, that's the same way the book went. I was like, that doesn't make it okay. Like, that still sucks. That's a bad way to do this. At least
just
give me
because they
something.
Did it that way in the book doesn't mean right. they have to do it that way in the movie.
Artistic freedom. Artistic freedom. Do something with it. Like, come on.
Yeah. Take some license. Do something with
give
it. give
me
yeah,
at least exactly. some resolution, not literally a cliffhanger. Like, there was no resolution. Anyway, that would probably be my best with that one caveat because it was a fantastic film. At least in my opinion. I haven't read the book, so whatever. Worst? Oh, man. Okay, I, from 2013, I haven't seen a whole lot, and I pick and choose what I see in the theaters, so all of those have been good. I'm just going to go with Rubber because that...
No fair. That was mine.
I can't help it. It was just too bad. Late. You can take wow. it, too. That's okay. That just means more it was than, that bad.
More than 50% of Geek.io people hate the Rubber.
Right. Exactly.
No, I changed mine to Ginger Dead Man.
There you go.
See, I didn't finish Ginger Dead Man, so I can't do that. I don't think I finished it. If I did, I must have tuned it out. I don't think I finished it. TV shows, I would say, man... I'll go with worst first because it's an easier pick. Melissa and Joey. Oh my gosh!
What?
My wife has been watching that show. It's Melissa Joan Hart and Joey Lawrence.
I was gonna say Joey Buttafuoco because that would be a much better show.
No, it's Melissa Joan Hart hired Joey as a like. House sitter / like
male
daycare
prostitute.
He's the nanny.
Whatever. I don't even.
Yes,
he's
male
a male nanny.
Right
and he cooks better than she does.
Male prostitute.
It's such a bad show.
You don't have to say male in front of prostitute. You know that.
Still,
right.
That's what you
it's, hear. It's a man slut. It's a man slut.
picking
man
best.
Man wiener.
Okay, picking best show for 2013. It's hard to pick best show because the one I would automatically pick has technically been best for like 50 years, so I don't know if that counts.
I would say Doctor Who,
but if I don't go with Doctor Who, I would probably say Breaking Bad because I just saw it and it is a fantastic show, even though I'm not sure if I want to finish the last like 7 episodes or whatever comes out as part 2 of season 5.
Why not?
Because I don't know if I can put myself through that.
Just watch it before bed. It'll be fun.
Yes. Yes. Perfect plan. I tried watching like 3 in a row right before I went to bed the first time, and it was not a good idea.
Yeah, I have a bunch of friends that are like, this is a fantastic show. You should never, ever watch it. Because I'm way too easily like emotionally affected by that. So I'm like, okay,
oh,
that's
God,
fair.
Yes.
That's totally fair.
You do not know. No. Never watch that show.
Yeah, that's
ever.
Like, Katie can never watch Breaking Bad because she
I started describing like the ATM episode, and Alicia was like, why are you still watching this? And I was like, that's the okay episode. Know. Like I was talking about the whole scenario we talked about where I was like, hey guys, give me a heads up so I know if I should keep watching, and you guys were like, no, it's fine, blah blah blah. So I was describing the whole scenario.
Forgot about Todd.
Yeah.
Can't forget about Todd.
And then I explained the ATM episode, and Alicia was like, why are you still watching? I was like, no, that was the good episode. Like, that's the one that I was like, oh, I don't want it to get worse than this. And then it got...
I don't know. The ATM episode bothered me more because it was, like, so drawn out.
I don't know,
the other one that you didn't like, it was real quick and...
But that was what bothered me. It was just, man, it just reminded me how short life, anyway, can be. I
can only say I've seen one part of one episode, and that was the angry man in the wheelchair with the face and the explosion and the boom, and it was great.
That was epic. I loved
it. With the explosion and the boom.
I remember talking to a friend who started watching it after I did, and we were trying to figure out where she was so I didn't spoil anything, and we had this huge Facebook conversation where I was using things like ATM Todd to make sure I didn't spoil anything. And eventually she was talking about season 4, and then she was like, she was talking about something, blah, blah, blah. I was like, have you gotten to the end yet? And she goes, no. And I was like, so you haven't seen the namesake for the episode? She goes, no, not really. And then she goes, oh my gosh! And freaked out. And I was like, I guess you got to the end. All right.
Yep. And she was running around the room in between, like, typing to you, oh my god!
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, or she was using voice dictation, literally running around and just, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that would be, I would say Breaking Bad is probably the best show I've seen this year.
Yeah, that's mine too, considering I ate all of Breaking Bad in three weeks. I could say that that's probably one of my favorites.
Oh, man. Did you have to go to Rachel? Did you have to, like, get some therapy sessions for him?
I'm still working on those therapy sessions.
There are certain things that I still can't look at without twitching. Like,
let's just say Thursdays are his favorite day on TMS.
Oh,
therapy Thursday. Yes.
All that
therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a
stretch. All that therapy.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we are very stretchy today.
I thought you meant Thursdays was his favorite nights because he gets to do this. Because of
Thursday. Therapy Thursday. Okay. No. Yeah. It was a bad stretch. Right. It's an
obscure podcast reference.
Did we all do the
right, then?
Yeah, so I think right. As a veto.
I haven't.
Oh.
I was like, wait!
He's going to mention another thing from 1997.
Granted, my whole list is already checked off, because we got Breaking Bad, Sleepy Hollow, and then my disappointment with S.H.I.E.L.D., even though I'm still watching it. One of my favorite movies of the year was Iron Man 3.
There you
I still
go.
Enjoyed that.
It was good.
It was good.
I guess go see that.
Caught me off guard.
Using my PS3 to bring it to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring me my
PS3,
movie.
PS3 Amazon drone style.
Nice.
And since Budlong picked Breaking Bad, I'm going to go with a show that didn't come out this year, but is one that I'm just freaking obsessed with, and that's Sherlock.
Yes.
Oh my!
You get a pass from me.
So good.
Take it.
Yeah.
You can have that. Man, that show is amazing. Like you should. That should be over Breaking Bad.
January,
I haven't watched it this
January
year,
14th
so.
Is that when the new one comes out?
Oh really?
Sometime in January.
I have no idea. I will catch it on Netflix. Probably, so.
I mean, we need to have a watching party or something because my goodness,
a watching
I'm
party.
About to pee myself.
It's a quality product.
Yeah.
This next one's gonna be really quick. For
hey.
Me. It's,
hey.
What?
Hey.
What? Hey.
His worst. Hey. You went.
His worst. Someone.
You went. Yes, you did. Didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. You actually. No. The things you watched. No. We heard the games you played.
Oh.
But we didn't. You already watched. No.
We done forgot about Dale.
Oops.
No, that was a very accurate description of how like the every season of the 10th Doctor ends. What? What?
What? What? Yeah, I'll be really quick. Best movie goes to Despicable Me 2, hands down.
Right.
I need to see that.
Best
good movie.
Yeah, I know. Best show I've watched on television. See how I'm reaching around this one? It's technically not a season of anything. It's the best thing I've watched that was on television, and that was the Tony Awards.
Nice
nice reach around there.
Whoa.
Worst show. Come on, man. Disappointment goes to Under the Dome. Basically, oh, yeah. I feel the same way of Under the Dome as you guys feel about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, you got that
lots
going
lots of wasted
for you.
Potential? Is that what you're...
Lots of wasted potential. It gets really, really boring, and it's just like, ugh. But I stuck it out, I stayed with it, and never again.
and it didn't. Wow. It still was bad. Poor guy.
Worst movie? See, I don't watch movies from this year much. Any movies from this year I've seen was Despicable Me 2 and Epic. And that's about it. So, I don't want to give Epic my disappointment award for movies, so I'm going to have to dip back into the... I haven't seen anything on Terrible Tuesday Movie Night from this year either, so I really don't have
Just pick one that you despise beyond disparity.
Actually, I'm going to award Catwoman. Why not?
There you go.
That is the worst movie of all time.
No, well, it's not bad. It's just disappointing. That's a slight difference.
There you go. So. All right. All right, on to tech and gadgets. This is going to be really quick considering I have had no money this entire year, so I've got very little to play around with that's new. I'm going to give it up to the Blue Yeti mic that I had for a couple weeks because that was fun. The Jackery Chargers have really changed my life, so that's probably been my favorite gadget that I've had.
I still can't believe the price Android on those things.
Yeah, now that you pointted that out to me, I've been paying more attention to them. Yeah, those things are really good priced.
It's ridiculous.
So, like, yeah. And also, I'm going to give up to Android 4.3, up to KitKat. And, like, the subtle things that are different were needed. And it was a very big thing to me. My disappointments, this is actually quite reflective of my list last year. I'm going to say iOS 7 because somebody looked like they shat Easter eggs all over an iDevice, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And I am one of those people that get sick from the rotating, gyrating, twerking motions that it makes.
I just turned that off because it eats the battery. I never seen that.
I was looking at it on one of the devices I was messing around with, and I'm like, I'm actually getting sick from this. So yeah, that's no good. If something gets me sick, no, it's definitely a disappointment.
No, that's understandable.
And also the X-Bone, the Xbox One, because fuck the all-seeing eye for $600. I'm not paying that much for that damn device. Nice. You reneged on everything but the one thing that I wanted you to renege on, so screw that. I'm not gonna have HAL 9000 looking at me at all hours of the night.
I'm sorry, Dave.
But it needs to get sleep statistics.
Sleep on Xbox.
Sleep on Xbox.
What brand of pillows did they use? This is research data we could be using.
That's 800 thread count. Wow.
What type of mattress are they sleeping on? I have enough people looking at me by running a podcast and the NSA. I have enough people in my personal life without a freaking eye looking at me all the time.
I'm sorry. I watch you sleep. I can't help it. It's just a convenient time for me.
Well, it does help that I put it on hard. Twitch. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just stream that.
All right. Wow. So, yeah, those are mine. Very short. Rachel, yours is probably short, too.
Whoa.
Is she still here?
She's still awake.
No, I'm actually trying to get stuff done on top of it because I'd like to go to bed after this at some point tonight.
Yeah, we're creeping into the...
My best is going to have to be the Chromecast. I love the fact. I know some people have seen it on my Facebook. My daughter is in love. Like I've said, we've seen Frozen 4 times now. A fact I hate to admit that I've spent that much on that movie. But I can literally take the YouTube video that Disney put out when they premiered the Frozen Let It Go clip that they released before the movie came out, and my daughter sings along to it. And because of the Chromecast and me being able to put it on the TV, she's got her back to me, and I'm able to get video of her. And you can see her little mouth moving, and every once in a while, she like gets loud enough that you can hear it. Worst, I'm going to have to go with CJ. You know, when you barf a jelly bean onto... No, it just doesn't work for me. And if he gets sick with it, I get motion sickness when he's playing Assassin's Creed. So, yeah, that's the last thing that I need to play with.
Yeah,
and I will pass it to Dale.
Oh, what? You're not forgetting about me? All right.
Well, they said that the Jareds were the only ones.
Vito, what have you been doing?
What?
I'll be really quick. Best thing I've played around with is this
new microphone.
Woo.
That is the best thing in the history of ever. And disappointment, I am also going to go with barfing jelly beans.
Just in general, or the iOS?
Oh, shit.
I dropped the mic there.
Dale's out.
Well, that was so good that Andy made somebody else drop the mic.
And I need to walk out. I need to moonwalk off the screen.
Yes. That's how that works.
That was iOS. Good night, everybody.
iOS 7. And barfing jelly beans, if that's a thing out there. Someone should look that up.
No, let's
who am I going to pass it to? Oh my god, I'm gonna pass it to Andy.
Search that.
Oh, you're still leaving out the Jareds. I'll just say the best piece of technology that I've used is actually I have an iPhone 5S because my last one died, and so I was like, I'm gonna buy another one, and it's really fast. It's a better camera than I will ever need. So it's really nice. Like, I don't need to buy a point-and-shoot because I'm not very good at taking pictures. This is way better than any point-and-shoot I would ever buy. The you know, DSLRs obviously take far better pictures, but I don't have the eye for it. So I'm, you know, thrilled with the camera. The OS, I will agree, is a little, like, it's a little flat. It's not, you know, super fantastic. But I don't know. I guess I've kind of enjoyed thus far the technology I've used so far this year, and so I don't know that I really have a worst. I haven't bought a whole lot simply because I kind of went crazy 3 years ago when I bought my audio setup, and I haven't really purchased anything since then. So that's like I'm
still recovering.
Yeah, exactly. Sooner or later I will buy more, but for now I haven't really. Well, except my pop filter just about hit me in the face. But no, other than that, I will pass it to Budlong.
Okay, let's see. If we're going to go with, like, best, coolest thing that has come out in 2013, I would have to say the Moto X for the always-on Google Now feature. I don't have a Moto X, but I installed something that does the same thing with the one caveat that it kills my battery because my phone's not designed for that feature. But the fact that you can always say, okay, Google, do this, and you don't have to touch your phone, you just tell it to do something, is fantastic. I can't wait till I have a phone that actually can dedicate a small core to that whole process. That'd be great. Worst, mainly, wow, this, it comes with a caveat, most of my stuff has, but I would say 4K /UHD from Samsung. Not that it looks bad, it actually looks fantastic. If you can find a display, go look at it. The problem is, Samsung has no content to display on those TVs. So, I would wish I could. Okay, so Sony, they have a 4K TV. All right. You can get a 4K player from them, given it's all Sony content and it's $700, but you can at least do it. If you buy a Samsung TV, you can't do anything with
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Like, you
can't do
watch,
anything with it.
You have to watch 1080p content, which, if you go back to 2005-ish when 1080p TVs were coming out and there was no content, it looks bad. Like, it doesn't look better. And unfortunately, people sell that, telling people it's going to look better because the TV has more resolution. And then it doesn't.
It has more gigas.
Yeah. And then people are like,
gigas.
So when you, get to somebody's house and they're like, oh, sweet, I just got this awesome 4K TV. I'm like, yeah, you sure did.
what are you going to play on?
Yeah, that's my first question. Hey, you know, what do you plan on watching on? And they're like, satellite? And I'm like,
although I have seen, so this could be a good sign for companies like Samsung that don't have the 4K player.
Yeah.
Amazon is looking to work with television companies directly to get a 4K app that you can actually stream that content from Amazon. But that's not now.
Well,
I mean, they're selling the TVs now.
There's YouTube content that's 4K. The problem is, you need this internet speed? I live in Alabama. Not a common thing to have that good of an internet speed. And then also, it just, you've got to have the actual content there, and there's not that much content available. Even if you have the distribution, there's not the content. So
right now, there's probably 4 movies, period, that are released in 4K.
No, I mean, if you go with Sony, they've made special arrangements, and I think they said they have 10.
And all of them are Dog Walks on Beach.
Right. Fireplace from Netflix. So I'll get off my rant after, you know, Sony has 10 that comes on the player itself, and you can get up to 70 more, I think, and it comes with a 2 terabyte hard drive. But at least Sony gives you an option to actually use the full potential of the TV. Samsung's like, just buy it for future use. It's fine.
Wow. 2 terabytes for 4K. That doesn't seem like it's going to last that long.
No, it really doesn't.
No.
That's, I mean, because I know how much a 2 terabyte drive on my TiVo holds, like,
HD
probably
content?
Several hundred. Yeah, HD content, but that's not, because it's not 4 times, it's more than 4 times.
Yeah.
So, that'll be very interesting to see. It's like, you can have 2 movies at any given time on our 2 terabyte hard drive.
It comes with 10 preloaded, so it's got to have at least room for another 2.
Okay.
unless they, you know, the funny part would be is if they have the 10 movies on a separate internal storage, it's like 3 terabytes, and then the other two
plug
can give you like 8,
yeah.
It can give you like 2 more. Like, it'd just be, wow. It'd be great. Anyway, that math didn't add up. Ignore that. But anyway, that's probably, that'd be mine. So, as Vito?
I have not purchased any new gadgets this year, but I still have my S3, and it's still great. And I just recently upgraded to 4.3, and I do like the little subtle nifty bits that they put in there, but it murders
nifty
my
bits.
Battery. It murders my battery. Like, ever since I upgraded to 4.3, my battery used to last about 12 hours, now it lasts about 6.
Are you rooted by any chance?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are you rooted?
I'm gonna say Greenify would help you a whole bunch, but
I just came back to Budlong and CJ going, "Are you rooted? Are you rooted? Are you rooted?"
A little bit of tech help. Azevedo, are you using Google Now?
No.
Okay, never mind then. On custom ROMs, it destroys your battery. Like, I literally, my battery is dead with a double battery by 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a Google Now.
Wow. And the thing probably is like 60, 70 degrees in your pocket. You're like, what's going on here?
It's warm in my pocket. Not
it's a 5,200 milliamp battery, and it's dead by like 1 if I have Google Now.
Wow.
Now I know when to properly text Budlong, so it'll be warm and vibrating in his pocket.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear. All
right.
So that's all I got.
Hey,
all
right,
let's wrap this up.
All right, let's go into news. Hey, best news of 2013. First news is, it just happened today.
Ooh, Justin Bieber,
is retiring from music.
Yay!
But,
Can we follow this under Does Anyone Care?
No.
I
just don't want him to be a thing anymore. And the sooner he leaves music, the less likely he is to be a thing. So, all right. So, yeah, there's that. My personal thing, my best news of the year is I met Terry Bradshaw at Starbucks.
Is that still your best thing ever?
That is my personal favorite news. I might be biased on that one.
It wasn't weird envelope.
Well, Rachel appeared.
Well, that was super creepy because I was looking at her face, and then all of a sudden I looked behind CJ, and I'm like, "She's coming through the door! Look out, CJ!"
We have an awesome new Pope.
Oh yeah, who seems less like Emperor Palpatine, if I may be so bold.
Exactly.
I'm sorry if people are Catholic, but the last one scared me a little bit. I will openly admit.
Yes.
Wow.
Like it or not, Edward Snowden revealed a side of the United States that changed everything forever. So,
I would put that in best news. To
best that it's a thing, that we know it's a thing. NASA goes back to the moon, or is going back to the moon. They revealed that this year. Amazon
to grow turnips.
Amazon's Skynet service is going to be starting.
Yeah. We all thought it was going to be Google. We were wrong.
Right.
Amazon.
And finally, rounding up the best news, in my opinion, is new Star Wars stuff and Disney's acquisition of LucasArts.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. I cannot wait to see what Abrams is going to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I might hate it when it comes out, but I can't wait to see, like, I want to see what he comes up with, because it cannot be worse than the prequels. It just can't be.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and
he'd have to work really hard to make it worse.
Yeah,
exactly.
That
was
the effort.
No, he would have to put forth absolutely no effort to make it worse.
Yeah. Well, yes, that.
Yes,
I don't know.
I agree. Abrams putting in no effort would still probably beat out the prequels.
I mean, see, Lost. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Spoilers.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. CJ hated Lost.
I still have to do that. That's the only thing that we still have to do.
It's still a thing, yes. And the biggest disappointment is Tom Merritt being fired from Twit. I don't care the reason why. It's
weird. I will admit that was really weird to me. Because I'm not a huge follower. Like, I will listen. I was listening to the show now and again, and then I heard that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, and I get the reasons. I get the reasons. Yeah, I'm a business owner now, technically. So, like, I get it. It's just, it pisses me off. So, you know.
And that's fair.
All right, that's enough for me on news. Bud Long.
I would say 3D printers doing really cool things. Like, I'm not a gun
pizza.
Owner, but no, not 3D printed pizza. That's disgusting.
I don't know. It looked pretty good.
Looked, sure. Yeah, a lot of things look good.
So do burgers on the commercials, but you don't see me running out and getting burgers that look like
you.
That. Shit.
Actually, I don't know about you, but they do hold up, some of them,
okay.
Out here.
All right.
Some of them.
In Australia, maybe.
Yeah.
Because the Australian commercials are like, oi, you're going to buy this burger, it's half flat and it has a foot mark in it, and you're going to like it. Here's a beer with it. Oi. Right?
Wow.
So,
that was
so
not even close to the right continent.
Well, he did have the oi, like, Energizer, it'll surprise you. Oi. I think that guy was Australian.
Oi?
Exactly.
No.
Oi.
It was the guy. Oi. Energizer. He had like a spike haircut and wore a tank top and was like, I don't know.
Oi, I'll stick a finger up its bum and see if it's a man.
No. Wow. Worst.
Energized.
I don't even know where to go from here. I can't get off of the Energizer Bunny oi finger up the bum. I don't know where to go. I'm sincerely lost. Because I actually didn't have news on here for some reason. I covered everything. I'll just go with... I'll go with Tom, sure. Tom, yeah. Why not?
Okay. Way to be decisive there, Bud Long.
Yeah.
I just want to say... never mind. Just
yeah. Who
are we? No interviews.
I don't even know who's going next, because I haven't been paying attention. Rachel, probably.
It was me than you.
Okay, Rachel.
Best news? Well, I guess it would be best news for CJ. Athena Menzel and Tay Diggs are splitting up.
Yeah. Wait, what?
No. In all seriousness, worst, just because it's on a personal level, the whole Tom Merritt thing, like CJ said, although, you know, I understand that it's a parting of the ways, just, it came, like, really out of nowhere. For the majority.
Yeah.
I think if it had been, hey, he's going to be with us through this date, and then, you know, so-and-so is coming in to replace him, it's a mutual separation as opposed to, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, end of the year. It's like, what? Excuse me?
it's all about how... All about how it was approached.
All about.
Top news story, I'm honestly looking forward to the Amazon drones.
Drone-bow!
I might 3D print a gun so I can take target practice and take other people's presents.
No, because I would totally start shipping very random things to my older psycho.
Yeah, but Bunlong's going to shoot my presents and get a dildo to the face. It's as simple as that.
Why are you ordering dildos?
So what? I'll shoot
just
it
so
down.
I know people are, exactly. Just so Bunlong will shoot it down.
I think I would order a bunch of ladybugs. A bunch of live ladybugs. Because that's a thing from Amazon. So.
Yes. Virtual fist bump, Budlong.
Man, I think I was actually here for that episode. Yeah. What are the chances?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Perfect day. All right. Sorry. I just stole Rachel's spotlight. Sorry. Go back.
Yeah, we'll pick a Jared. That's okay. Pick a Jared. Deathmatch. Kogo.
No, Vito, go.
Turnips on the Moon's best news ever, right?
Carrying harpoons?
Yeah. Turnips on the Moon.
Oh, no.
Come on. We're going back to the moon. We're going to actually see if we can grow stuff there. That's cool.
Yes.
Go to space. We've explored the Earth and the oceans. Let's go back to space.
It did scare me a little bit.
More stuff to Mars, more stuff to the moon.
It scared me a little bit that they were like, oh yeah, there's a major coolant leak on the International Space Station. Yeah, we've approved them being able to go out and fix it. I'm like, you approved it?
Yeah.
That's not just something you get to do? Like, by the way, we can only use half the station. Oh, yeah, you should go fix that. Like, oh, I would imagine they would have permission to do so.
Vito, I'm sorry I'm going to do this to you. I normally don't cut you guys off.
That's fine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there recently a story where they're sending X number of people to Mars to live?
That's a personal trip. It's a. It's not a government. It's a private trip. Yeah, yeah.
They're not coming back.
Yeah, there's no return trip. One-way ticket to Mars, bud.
Yeah.
One-way.
No thanks. One-way.
That's the top crazy news of 2013, because no thank you.
I'm not okay with that.
Everybody wants to make history, you know.
Not to mention, how long would that actually take to get there? That's got to be months.
Yep.
Right? Or is that a year's thing?
No, because we sent rover to Mars. It's months.
Okay, it is. Was it like 6 to 8 months or something? It was like a good amount of time.
I would say it was 4 months.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
That's a long time to sit in a tiny, tiny...
Okay, Google. Yeah. How long does it take to get... Oh.
But yes. No, Rachel, you're totally correct. That's the... Hey, this isn't science. This is just, let's see what happens when these wacky people get sent to the Mars.
We're going to Mars. Woo!
Oh, wow. It can take between 150 and 300 days. Wow, that's not a variant.
No, not at all. It could take take this amount of time or
so much time. That's like 7 to 12 months, basically, or 7 to 11 months.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's a pretty wide...
Yeah. Like, 6 months, maybe 6 years, we're not really sure.
Yeah, we're just guessing here.
Like, depends on
the and you know, make sure you've got your stuff in order here, because, well, you ain't coming back.
Yeah. Here are some turnips. Have a good trip.
Yeah, do they have to pay taxes for the time that they're gone?
Right.
Well, I'm assuming that Dr. Kevorkian is going to be signing them off on...
That's probably true.
We're going to space, we're all healthy, we're good. Dr. Kevorkian said we're going by. Because that's what essentially that is!
Right.
As a space tourist, I totally started... Blah, blah, as
I'm willingly suiciding myself by going to Mars.
Space turnips.
Space turnips.
I'm done.
Dale? Has he gone yet?
No, I haven't gone yet. I haven't
right,
gone yet.
Go,
no. I haven't got anything. So, that's fun. I've got disappointment. I haven't got anything good. I only bring bad things to the show, because that's the thing that I do.
Damn Australians.
Damn Australians doing things backwards.
That's not news.
This is news. Disappointment. I'm going to not do whatever everyone else does. Shocking much. I'm going to put that down as the whole SimCity EA mess. No.
Boom, there you go.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting that down as a disappointment. Now, as a horrible news story, yes, the Tom Merritt thing, but it's still disappointing, but not really.
But on the flip side, we get more Frog Pants
PR nightmare
stuff.
That was...
Yeah. We get free Tom. Tom's a free agent, gets to do what he wants to do. I'm kind of excited about that.
It certainly will be interesting.
Yes. All right, Andy, you're last.
Somebody's not reading chat.
Someone's not paying attention.
I'm totally going to say... it's maybe super political and lame, but I'm thrilled, even though I don't really care myself, that 17 states have legal same-sex marriage as of today.
What?
So,
yeah.
Australia. Oh,
yeah, New Mexico
on this
today.
Rant.
So
I'm not ranting on this. I'm simmering down.
Well, no, the whole thing, I really just think that the entire United States should just not give a crap. Like, that's what
I think you and I need to talk afterwards, because I don't think we're talking about the same rant that I'm going to go on. So.
Okay, okay.
But it goes back to the whole, at the end of the day, after 10 years of marriage to CJ in a monogamous, heterosexual, quote-unquote, relationship, it's all the same sex.
Wait, we're really quoting that.
What do you mean?
Which of those
quote
three
unquote heterosexual? Like, wait, what do we not know here?
So the
I have kids, so something.
The sort of.
Be right back. I need to check something about my wife. We'll know if it's the crying game here in a little bit.
The whole news thing that it just, I can't believe the amount of just ridiculously horrible national disasters that hit this year. The Haiyan that was in Malaysia, and it's just like, oh man, yeah, climate change, folks, you think we're maybe affecting that a little bit? So
yeah,
it's a little scary that no, these things can kind of like, oh, nature, it, people are always like, you know, oh, we're ruining Mother Earth. It's like, well, you know what, when Mother Earth gets sick of us, she'll let us know, don't worry. Like, at some point, we are completely unimportant to Mother Earth, so just keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, we will see what happens. So that's my sort of, you know, political rant for the evening. But no, those were sort of like the Tom Merritt news, that is horrible, but I was like, oh, the high-end hurricane. Yeah, that seemed pretty bad too. So I'm that's going to be my
thank
crappiest
you for,
news of the
thank
year.
Thank you for doing a reality check. Thanks.
Yes.
Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks for that.
All right. All right. So we have science on the list, but we're going to skip that. Gene therapy is a thing. 3D printing is a thing. Switchable batteries are a thing. Yeah. Science has been good this last year. All right. Now on to our favorite Geek IO moments. Again, this is going to be completely, totally self-service. Obviously, the first episode with Marley, Marlissa Dawes, and Ali Spagnola was a freaking amazing thing for our first episode.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
That was an amazing way to start it off, and now we're here.
the end.
Merry and, all right, I'm going to jump over to Disney Geek IO episode 4 with DJ Elliot. Was a fantastic show, and this actually developed a good friendship with somebody that I considered a celebrity, so it's a really big thing to me. Therefore, during the summer months, we decided to take off doing celebrity people and did our Geek IO family shows. And that was my favorite stretch of shows, seriously. Like, just sitting down and not having to worry about interviewing people and everything like that. It was just so much fun to be able to get back to the roots and talk to ourselves.
Well, not only that, especially on a more personal level for, I think, I know myself, but probably for CJ too, the situation that we were in at the time, having you guys and our Geek IO family around actually got us through some pretty crazy times.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, good.
We do what we can. They did. We do what we can.
Episode 20, exactly. Episode 21 with James Ernst was really, really cool. Just because it was a fun interview. Episode 17 with Tom Merritt is going to round up my list.
Bud Long was on the moon.
Bud Long was on the moon, planting turnips.
We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Disappointment, I'm going to put as episode 12, and you guys should know the reason why. And it's not because Azevedo wasn't there for that episode.
Hey, wait, what? Yeah. What episode did I miss?
12.
Episode 12.
Is that the episode I was on?
No,
it was not.
No, it was not. No, it was Bud Long that was on that episode. Sorry, all you Jared looks the same to me.
You know, yeah, because they look pretty similar. I can understand your confusion.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
No, I think it was Bud Long that wasn't on that episode, and I have a reason for not liking that episode. So, yeah. As a honorable mention, the Geek IO rant and review of Blood Rain, only because of the situation that came into
it. It was that day. It wasn't the rant and review. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to move on into – this is going to be fun. Andy.
Well, I to be honest,
all
I
the episodes
really
I've
have
been
a lot
on.
Of Geek IO moments that I was here. The movie auctions I think have been amusing, certainly. Am still angry at all of you for making me watch that horrible movie with Jatham Statham in it. In the name of the king.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh man. I'm so sorry. I forgot that you had to watch that.
I had nothing to do with that.
Rachel had absolutely
nothing
to do with that. You didn't even watch it.
Yes, she did.
I watched it. And that's how I know my significant other loves me, because I was like, sweetie, I really want to watch this movie for preparation for a podcast. And about halfway through it, he looked at me and was just like, yeah, we're still watching this movie. I know this. So, yeah, that's
so dedication.
I have to say that was one of my favorite, because no one had a single good thing to say about that movie. That was a 45-minute vitriolic, bile-spewing, everyone just is like, why did we waste our time with this crap? But it was an amusing show, I thought.
Mm.
But yes, that will certainly be one of my and honestly, like, whenever I'm able to tune in and whenever I listen to the show, you guys do well enough. I don't really have a.
And that's what we settle on. Well enough.
Why did they do
well
that?
Enough. Mediocre. All right.
As long as you can do well enough.
You've heard how well I podcast. Come on, folks. You know how high I'm judging here. It's not very high. So that's.
Aww. 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 Thanks, I guess.
So let's go to Rama.
Yeah. Okay. I would have to say How It Stacks Starting is probably my top for Geek.io moments. It's been a ton of fun to get to know those guys. Well, Gabe Moore, I know JD from prior, but spending random nights of the week now recording that show. It's actually been a ton of fun to actually be able to sit in the same room. Hangouts is cool, but it's not the same as sitting in the same room with two other people just shooting the breeze about random topics from childhood memories. It's actually a ton of fun to do. And I hope everybody's enjoying it as much as we do when we record it. But that was that's probably my top.
I like it.
The worst episode, I'm going to go back to the Tom Merritt episode only because my internet crapped out 5 minutes before that show was supposed to start. And it was just like,
It wasn't even five minutes. You were like, all right, we got everything ready. Okay, I'm going to hit the live button. 10, 9, 8, brrr.
And it wasn't even like a malfunction. It was just my internet crapped out. Like, Mediacom was like, not today. Like, nope, sorry.
Nope. So, Tom Merritt? You want to talk to Tom Merritt?
Oh, okay. Yeah, nope, not so much. So then I was like, oh, sweet, I have a 4G phone. I'll just call in via Hangouts because I've actually used...
Oh, this is Bubba here.
Well, the ridiculous part is you can go watch some videos that I've done via Hangout from my phone on 4G connections with the same setup, and it sounds great. That night? Nah.
That night you were Les Nessman doing traffic. We have a nice accident pile up on 405. It's going through.
So bad.
This is Bud Long.
It was so bad.
This is your traffic on the 10s.
Yeah, but Tom was so cool with it. We were all having a laugh over it.
Oh, you guys think that he's never had to fight with Skype for 3 hours? Come on.
No.
Oh, I know.
I hate it because I wasn't there for basically the entire show. Like,
I understand that. Yeah,
it was a bunch of poo. So that's my worst. Yeah, that's probably my worst thing that I will mention on air.
Way to bring the show down.
So,
yeah, I know. Dude.
The one we're willing to mention on air. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, they
want to emphasize that sentence.
No, it may not even be things you guys are thinking about. There's been other stuff that's happened related to Geek.io that kind of suck, but it's probably not what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, like CJ.
Yeah.
No, that guy.
I was actually talking about some tweaked headphones that I got that were defective and blah.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just kidding. They take care of people. They replace them.
You haven't sent back.
They replace them. No, I actually haven't sent them back, and that's the problem.
Don't blame the sponsor when it's your laziness.
No, I was. It was all. Oh my gosh! I was being facetious, full of feces.
Not with the sponsors. Not with the sponsors.
Oh, that was not it. Wow.
Sorry.
Somebody else go.
You have to pick someone.
Somebody else. I don't. Azevedo, did you go already?
I'll go. I think my favorite moment was making you all watch Dirty Work. Talking about it. That was
yes.
had some good stuff in there. And despite the fact that I hated rubber so much, talking about how much I hate rubber was just one
Which
of the best.
I had nothing at all
had,
to do with.
No, dude, I would recommend that movie too to watch for this. I don't think it's a good movie.
Oh, no, it's a horrible, horrible movie.
But man, it made for good.
Yeah, it's a good discussion.
Yeah, it made for a good bitch fest, but it was not a good movie at all.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Again, I'd like to say that Rubber is up there in some of the best thing I have seen this year so far. I'm gonna put that out there. It was way worse garbage.
That is right. So sad, and I am so sorry.
He's doing it to himself. This was not an idea that I came up with. Dale just messaged me and says, hey, can I revive Rant and Review as Terrible Tuesday Movie Night? I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Self-inflicted wounds can still be horrible, sympathized with.
Doctor, it hurts when I do this.
Yeah.
It hurts when I bang the desk.
Wow.
So, yeah, I do miss Rant and Review. It was good times. And I did enjoy the episodes where it was just us doing our thing. That was fun. And, of course, doing a show with Tom Merritt was, like, life achievement unlocked. It was wonderful. And my least favorite... My least favorite was the show I had to host myself. And
it was episode 12.
Feel free to go back and listen 12. To that, but don't.
No, don't listen to that. That one might magically disappear from Squarespace.
Oh, darn! Whoops.
No, I think
oops,
all
right. Oh my god, I just spilled coffee all over the Geek.io site.
Oh no. Magically, I only got rid of one episode.
There may be two or three that don't make it to 2014.
Anyway.
Just putting that out there.
Sure.
Alright. Who's next?
Dale.
Yes. I'm going to be completely self-centered and say the story of me happened in 2013. That's not being self-centered.
Yeah,
at
2014,
all.
Because it's Dale.
Because it's Dale. And Dale is tired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But I remember the whole... CJ giving Budlong the keys to the city. That was fun. And Budlong...
That was scary as hell. Let me tell you, that was scary as shit. I have put my name, like, this is my baby. This whole thing is my baby. I am not going to have internet for 2 months. Budlong... Please don't kill this, please, for the love of God, don't kill this.
No, it came close,
but by no fault of Budlong's or Dale's, so...
Oh, yes. The whole winter movie SmackDown thing and getting to
movies?
Actually... Yes,
winter
I said winter, the winter wiener penis thing happened last week, that was fun. The SmackDown, is what I was meant to say, or did say, unless CJ is trolling me again, or still. I'm confused on which one it is. Is it still or again?
Little column A, challenge. Little column B.
But no, getting to actually, you know, lay all that out and fill all that in and doing, like, all the Google Drive stuff is a whole bunch of fun. Because I geek out to that sort of thing.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, and honestly, it makes it so much easier for me when I'm trying to, you know, keep track of who's bidding what and everything. I was just like, oh, I can click on a name. And we even had a new name the night of the auction. Dale's like, oh, no problem. Yeah. And he went in and, like, 2 minutes later,
I was on the fly fixing that because, you know.
It's a convoy. But you did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's fun, because I'm interning for someone doing, you know, Google Drive stuff, and, you know, you learn different skills different day. I can't talk. Dale does talking. Am I Budlonging all of a sudden now? What is this?
Oh, he Budlonged it.
Oh, he Budlonged it.
He Budlonged it.
You learn different things. Different... I can't. Damn it.
Super butt-longed.
You learn different things every day. There you go. Yay, Dale talks.
Yay, Dale does words.
I host podcasts for a living. The longest episode in Geek.io history is still the best thing ever. And that's the Doctor Who 50th anniversary.
Good.
Five years long. My goodness, that is forever.
I don't know. This one's
pushing.
Like, yeah, this one's competing. Creeping up there.
This one's pushing. Push it and push it.
And CJ allowing me to take Rant and Review and spinning it off in its own thing. I think that's the best thing ever. And making Rant and Review still have, you know, a passion in my heart, which it really is. I know it sounds horrible that I get to enjoy watching horrible movies now, but it's just a kick that I get. And getting on the internet and ranting about them is so much fun. So thank you, sir. And we are now in our 12th episode, I think, 13th episode. We just had our 12th episode.
Nice.
So, going strong.
You made
strong,
it past 10. That's the first marker.
Yeah. And we have January planned, and it's going to be a whole bunch of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Disappointing episode. It's got to go to episode 4 of the show. And no, Andy, that's not the show that you were on. I think it was the show you were on after. The one after yours.
Maybe.
Because you set just a high standard, it just could not be met again.
Right.
No. Oh, okay. I see what you're doing here, Dale. I get it now.
Yes, the one from Bo Hindman, where it was a big technical mess at the beginning of the show, and a particular co-host couldn't hear CJ, and everyone was talking all over each other, and it was a horrible mess. And I'm not the most professional or most organized person at the best of times, but yeah.
Though it has given us our favorite clip to play on the show for staying for intro at least. So
yes,
know, something good came out of that.
You put Geek in and you pull Geek out.
You. The best guest bumper ever.
I'm going to say that Rachel's favorite was all the ones that I said. So she's not sleeping.
No, I'm actually at the computer.
Oh, you're back? Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to cover. So.
Rachel,
Rachel's having technical difficulties tonight. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
So that is the worst thing we hate about every episode is when there are technical problems.
Yes.
And every episode for me.
In case someone specific is wondering, it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, well, she does have a camera.
Or was it?
There you go.
Or could it be?
I actually can't say for... Oopsie. Never mind.
So Budline, you need to make her lower third actually like go all the way down.
Yeah.
So if she's sitting like that, you have no idea if she's actually...
Well, if I would sit like that... There we go.
There.
You can't tell now.
No.
Nice. Very well done, my
love. That... Hold on. Wait. Hold that pose. Yep.
Is that going to be our still?
That's going to be our thumbnail.
Yes,
I'm going to try and make that our thumbnail. Alright.
Oh, I really do look like I'm mostly naked.
Yes.
You do. Just...
For the record, no. I have a dress on. I am clothed.
Hello.
When you came to CJ's room, you proved that. That's, you know.
Wow. Anyway, moving on.
Rachel, favorite guests? Least favorite?
Least favorite guest? That's horrible.
My favorite guest has to be Sakani. I love when we have Sakani on because it becomes a whole different ballgame.
Wow, that was random.
Yes, it does.
The auction that he participated in, I was like, wow, he's just going to go for a couple minutes, isn't he?
Well, that's okay because...
The episode that he was on, like the full episode he was on, oh my god. The Say Internet One More Time episode. Go do yourself a favor and go listen to that episode.
Say Internet One More Time.
I think that earned us our explicit tag. Like that one is definitely...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that did.
Definitely not for the children.
No, not at all.
Not even for our children.
Not that I have children.
I'm okay with my kids having language around them, but that's not even okay for our children.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Least favorite episode 12. As much as I hate to say it, it's not because of the episode. It's because I was moving, and I really would have preferred to have been on the episode itself rather than moving.
All right.
Why am I the only one who was different?
Yay. That was 2013 year in review, guys. Congratulations. We made it through a full year.
Hooray! Hey, CJ, are we going to keep our name next year?
Yes. We are keeping our name, mainly because I paid for the URL for another year, so we're good.
Okay. All right.
If we hadn't paid for the URL, there's no telling.
Well, yeah, then we'd be mediocre podcasting association.
Nice. Just enough. That'll be the name of our new show.
Just enough. Can we just call it Just Enough Geek? Can we do that? Just Geek Enough.
Alright. Just Geek Enough. There we go. Alright, so we're going to wrap it up. Wrap up 2013 with a bang like that. Yay, tweaked audio earbuds blasting at everybody's ears. Alright, so you can get our guests at instance.net, theangrychicken.com, theaiepodcast.com. Correct?
That is correct.
I always just listen to you guys on the Frog Pants Master Feed, so I never actually go to
Oh, yeah. Website. No, a lot of people do. A lot of people have no idea we actually have a website, so it's fine. The Frog Pants Feed is sort of the all-encompassing, all-knowing feed.
Yes. Yes, it is. So you can reach us at twitter.com/geekioshow, Facebook, google.com/plusgeek-io, our site, which is geek-io.com. Yes, it's good. It's not going to explode anytime soon unless stuff happens. You can contact us at feedback@geek-io.com. Just as a heads up, I want to thank Rush Coil for allowing us to use 8-bit Christmas as our background loop. It was all sorts of tadpole tech up in here. We had a discussion and a background loop. So,
old school.
Bring it. Throwing back to 2012.
Rachel, what's going on?
We are off until January 9th, 2014. That will be our first show of the year. We'll actually be celebrating our first anniversary as Geek.io. Yes, finally one year. Woo-hoo.
Whole year.
Apparently, we are having a big old party, a bunch of guests, tons of news, and a whole new geek.
Did I put that in there?
What? That's what you did.
I don't think I put that in there.
Yeah. It's in there.
I don't know if I put that. If I did, I might have done that when I was half asleep.
Nice.
But yeah, seriously, there's a lot of news coming up on that show, guys. There's going to be a lot of changes coming up next year. Seriously, check it out. There's a reason why it is being called our Avengers Initiative. No, wait, it's a different thing.
Well, we are currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes to visit our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each and every episode. Thanks for doing that, guys. It's helpful. Extremely.
It is. All right. And the last update for the Winter Movie Smackdown for of the year. Dale is winning the Hobbit versus Medea war currently, except if you do budget versus budget, then Medea is kicking the crap out of the Hobbit.
But we're not doing remaining. That.
Yes, statistically speaking, your movie is not doing that great.
This weekend
is Anchorman. Don't see that garbage. Walking with Dinosaurs. Go see that too a couple times. Yeah, Walking with Dinosaurs. See that. And Saving Mr. Banks, which go see that too because it's the story of Walt Disney and how he got.
I'd recommend
Mary
that.
Poppins.
Yeah, go see that.
It's not my movie, but seriously, go see that movie.
Go see that.
It's really good.
Actually, everything I've heard about Saving Mr. Banks is all rave reviews, all good.
Yeah, that's what I have heard as well.
I will be bringing in my money.
Yay. It's not my movie, but it's seriously, go see it. All right, so the leaderboard stands to Connie at $17.5 million, Rachel at $9.5 million, Dale with a very disappointing Hobbit appearance at $3.0 million, and Budlong at $2.4 million. Myself and Azevedo will be on the first update of 2014. Coming up this week on Geek.io. Budlong's going to talk type things while I'm trying to talk, so I'm going to talk really slowly. Terrible Tuesday movie night goes back to 1936, where the princess comes across. How It Stacks records Christmas special. Comic Geek IO or Comics on the Go is going to talk about, I don't know yet.
Stuff.
Comics. Are you going to talk about comics?
I am going to talk about comics. Maybe the new what's going on with the Daredevil Netflix show. So maybe that'll be in there. I'm not sure yet.
Hmm. And do you think we can sound or look better?
I think Dale could look fabulous.
It's in a pink, so I have to do this stupid obnoxious
voice, but I'm not sure how.
Oh, and he's got the sparkly light up hat. That's great.
Yeah.
Come on, camera.
Sash.
Oh boy.
I don't know what my camera's doing at the moment. It's weird.
Dale's gone.
There we go. It's Dale's not only in pink now anymore, Dale. Chop chop.
I can't see it. Go on over to geek-io.com/tipjar to donate some of that much-needed geek love to the show. If you donate $5 or more to the cause, we will give you a shout-out and read anything you want us to read at the top of the show. It helps give a plug to you, or if you want to be Philly, it helps keep the lights of my sparkly hat on.
Oh, God, the faces.
Oh,
oh,
don't make me laugh.
If you're
listening to this on audio, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube right now and watch the spark.
I am sorry, Yasmin, you have to follow that every week. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it. We can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review, and especially a review for how much you love Dale's hat, and, you know, if you got to yell at Dills for being on our show, feel free to leave us a comment, and we'll read it. We'll gladly read it live on
the
show.
For something that he said on The Instance.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. That's how
or on TortureCast. No, it's going to, well, it's going to, since Angry Chicken and Hearthstone, and The Instance have such many crossfades, it's going to be people complaining about what he said on TortureCast here.
Probably true. It's off baseball season, though. They don't do it as much, I don't think.
They'll complain that there's no torture cast then.
Well, that could be. Yeah, so.
All right, guys. So once again, we're out of 2013 officially.
Yeah, we are.
Well,
and I'm going to take my hat off to you guys for listening to us all throughout 2013. I just need an excuse to take that off. All right.
And I was like, thank you. God, thank you.
All right, I'll write that
back on. Let's get on that.
Whoa. I can leave my hat on.
Holy
cow. Ow.
That's loud.
Sorry.
Ow.
Oh, we have a special message from Willis about 2013. Just a little bit of a tidbit.
It's a little hippy dippy.
All right. All right, guys. So, if we don't do the New Year's Eve thing, I don't know if I'm going to do that yet. We will see you guys in 2014. Keep calm, woo! Geek out, and come back on the 8th for our 1-year anniversary show. Bye.
Bye.
It's on the 9th.
9th.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.